time for Central Dolphin Playoff Football on WMSS and WMSSFM.com. Today's game is brought to you in part by Ted's Bar and Grill, Record Construction, St. Thomas Roasters, Panther Rams Club, the CD Rams Club, GPS Solutions LLC, the Blue Moose Bar and Grill, Hornings Ace Hardware, and this pregame show brought to you by Christopher's Pizza and Subs. Now let's take it out to the game with Eric Thomas and Brian Kaiser.
Stadium tonight on a clear Saturday evening, the District 3 Quad A Championship game here tonight between Wilson and Central Dolphin. Good evening from Hightop Hershey Park Stadium. Eric Thomas, my usual partner, Brian Kaiser, is on assignment tonight. Steve Levy joins me here for this District 3 Quad A Championship game. You've got Wilson, fifth ranked in the state, 13-0, number one seed in District 3. Central Dolphin, they are ranked ninth in the state according to PennLive.com. They are 11-2, and they are the District 3 third seed. Steve Leedy, week three this season, a 14-12 Wilson victory at Landis Field. Tonight, both teams defensively got here a week ago. Central Dolphin maybe riding the special teams a little bit more, but tonight something has to give, and somebody will walk out of here with a district crown.
Yeah, and you look at a game like this, and the game they had earlier this year, which was a slugfest, you can say, between these two teams. And in games like this, much as it was against Lower Dolphin 2 weeks ago for CD, last week, with both of these teams, you know, Wilson against CD East and Central Dolphin against Governor Mifflin, you know, it comes down to the little things. A touchdown in this game means a lot because the points are going to be few and far between, you would think, between these two defenses. So, you know, you look for two things in a game like this tonight. You look for who's going to make the big play and who's going to make a mistake. And if you can limit your mistakes and make a big play or two, you're probably going to win the football game. So it comes down to all the little things that you practice all year. And here it is. We're on the biggest stage, at least in District 3. The winner walks out with hardware here tonight.
And the winner will also play Pine Richland next Saturday in the PIAA Western Final. Pine Richland, a 49-29 victor over State College earlier today up at Mansion Park in Altoona. That game will be played next Saturday. We don't know night or afternoon, and also the location. Presumably it'll be back at Mansion Park if you're Pine Richland. Of course, that's no stranger to either one of these teams. They've both been up there before. CD most recently back in 2011 when they made the district championship game, beat Wilson here on this field, and then went to the Western Final. We will hear from both head coaches here tonight in our pregame show. First up will be Glenn McAmey in our next segment. Then we'll hear from Wilson head coach Doug Doms. As we count you down to kickoff from Hershey Park Stadium, it is the District 3 Quad A Championship game, Wilson and Central Dolphin. It all comes your way in just a little bit. This is the district final on WMSS and WMSSFM.com.
GPS Solutions, owned and operated by Anthony Cristillo, is a proud sponsor of Central Dolphin football. Serving the area's fleet tracking and paperless application needs, GPS Solutions LLC provides solutions for service industry fleets. Get rid of the paper and go paperless. Their phone number is 717-554-7512.
Ricker Construction, family owned and operated since 1974, serving the community's construction, excavating, and snow removal needs. Ricker Construction specializes in utility services, access road installation, cell site construction, and commercial construction. With the winter months coming up, Ricker Construction is available for snow removal needs as well. Online at rickerconstruction.net. Their number is 648-8241. Ricker Construction, proud sponsor of the CD Rams football team.
Welcome back to the pregame show here at Hershey Park Stadium. We're here with Central Dolphin head coach Glenn McAmey. Coach, here we are, week 14, and we're in district final, and I don't think either one of us back in August thought that on the last weekend of November we'd be here tonight, but here we are.
Yes, indeed, and what a great night. It's always a special thing to play here at Hershey Park Stadium. Back in August, we were just trying to put one foot in front of the other. Not that we didn't believe it was possible. We were just so focused. A lot of new guys and experienced guys just put that one foot in front of the other.
This is not an uncommon opponent to you. Obviously, have played them in the past in district finals, but this week, or this year rather, week three, the game at Landis Field, 14-12. we will not talk about the touchdown that was taken off the board, but what did you guys learn from that game, and what have you applied to this, and how different are both these teams are now a couple weeks, you know, later, a couple months later?
Yeah, we've learned a lot from that game. We really committed ourselves to learning a lot. I give the kids credit that they committed themselves to learning a lot from that game. And one of the things we learned is a game is not defined by one play. We examined that whole film, and they really were determined to fix those things, and because of it, we're still playing.
Take me back to that game, particularly the post game. You know, a lot of the players that said that they wanted to see Wilson again, and obviously with the things that happened in that game, did you have a feeling that you would see them again at some point down the line, too?
Well, these young men have a lot of pride, especially when they put that green and white on, and anytime, you know, they walk off the field without winning on the scoreboard, they're going to want another shot. And for no other reason, they wanted another shot because we walked off that night and the scoreboard in their favor.
And you at that point in the season were still not really sure what you had here. And I know we've talked about this in previous interviews about what this team is and what the identity of it is and everything. But now week 14, the identity is pretty much win at any cost, really.
Yeah. There's no question we have an identity. It starts with togetherness. These kids were very excited to be together on Thanksgiving Day. It's something that drove them a lot last week. So it starts with togetherness, something that's easier said than done in high school football, especially with our team. We got a lot of kids from a lot of places. It's really neat to see them come together.
Go back to that game last Friday with Governor Mifflin, a game that was very eerily similar to the game against North Allegheny. You had to win it with defense, with special teams, some field position, take your shots here and there. Recap that game for us real quick, just what you've been able to digest a week later now.
It was great because it went exactly how we said it needed to go. And sometimes the best laid plans don't always work out. But in that case, Friday night against Governor Mifflin, it went as scripted, which, again, got to give the assistant coaches and the players a lot of credit for being able to do that in the Mustang Stadium.
Wilson's going to have a healthy quarterback this time. Jake Templin was not healthy when you guys played in week 3, and it showed, struggled. You guys got pressure on him, and he was banged around in that game, still made one big play that set them up to ultimately prevail in that game. He's healthy now. He's had a hot streak going. He set a single-season touchdown record for this school. How different of an offense are they now that he's healthy and kind of got off to a roll after the game against you guys earlier?
Well, Jake Templin is good whether he's healthy or not. It just makes him that much more dangerous, I guess, if he is healthy. And you're right, he's a record-breaking quarterback, and for good reason. He's very, very intelligent. Coach Doms thinks a lot of him in that regard, and then he makes the throws he needs to make. And in a school where you have Kerry Collins and Chad Henney to be the all-time touchdown leader in touchdown passes, I think speaks for itself.
This will be the sixth time you guys have met in district play between the two schools, 96, 97, obviously 02. You mentioned Chad Henney was in that game, 2011, and now tonight. There's a lot of history with this team. Cumberland Valley has always seemed to be kind of their rival when the playoffs rolled around, but you guys have a pretty nice rivalry developing between the two sides here now.
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't even thought about it in those terms because the journey we've had this year is we really have had a hyper-focus for the opponent that's next. Wilson is the next opponent. Just happens to be Hershey Park Stadium, and the stakes just happen to be higher. But they're the next opponent. Our guys are really hungry to get on this field tonight.
Your defense last week played very well in that game. Mike Beth comes up with the interception at the end of the game, and your special teams. Can you talk about the play of Jake Kirshner in that game and just even kicking a field goal or punting the ball, what that meant in the big return, obviously, by Malik Fry in the second half? All those small things that you've preached over the years as the head coach who really came around last week, and it was a complete effort.
Absolutely. You mentioned earlier about developing an identity, and you just described our identity. We know who we are. We know our strategy for winning football games, and you just described it beautifully. You mentioned some names, but the names go much deeper than that. To be able to pull off that strategy tonight, we're going to have to be ourselves to win this football game.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game. That's Central Dawson head coach Glenn McMee here on the pregame show. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on 91.1 FM and WMSSFM.com.
Ted's Bar and Grill. Two great locations, same great wings. 6197 Allentown Boulevard and 1313 North 2nd Street in Midtown Harrisburg. Ted's has a brand new menu, and all food is made fresh daily. Daily lunch and dinner specials also available. Both locations open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to midnight, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Coming in the fall of 2015, a new location in West Hanover Township. Their number is 717-652-3832 for the Allentown Boulevard location, 717-232-2522 for the Midtown location. Online at www.tedsbarandgrill.com.
The CD Rams Club mission is to advance the great winning tradition of Central Dauphin through character development, academic development, and physical development of each player that enables them to reach their full potential while at Central Dauphin and in their lives after graduation. The core values of the Rams Club are hard work, selflessness, and enthusiasm. Online at cdschools.info/CD Rams Club. The CD Rams Club, proud sponsors of the Central Dauphin football team.
Stadium on the pregame show. We're with Wilson head coach Doug Doms. Coach, congrats on getting back here to the district final yet again. It's not an uncommon opponent this time. You saw Central Dauphin in week three. Same question I just asked Glenn McAfee a couple minutes ago. What's different about your team this time around?
Well, thanks. It's always good to be back. What's different about us? We're a little bit more mature. You know, we started just like Glenn did with a pretty young team. I mean, he's starting six or seven kids on both sides of the ball that are underclassmen, and so are we. So, you know, we only had two returning starters on offense and none on defense. So the beginning of the season was very iffy, but we managed to, you know, sneak a couple wins, some close games out. Hopefully we've matured. You know, we've had some, you know, pretty much of a meat grinder schedule just like they did. So we'll see. Two evenly matched teams.
This is a very unusual circumstance because you guys, typically when you meet teams in the playoffs, you don't have any common opponents. You guys have four. What have you learned in being able to watch film against some of the same opponents that you saw earlier this season?
Well, I don't think there's a whole lot about them that we don't know, and I don't think there's a whole lot about us that they don't know. So it's going to be a question of, you know, who gets the breaks. You know, we both play good defense. We both have solid offenses. We both have nice special teams. Who makes the breaks? You know, who's on top of their game?
You'd mentioned earlier this season about not being a fan of rematches. You've had to go through plenty of them this season. You just had to go through one last week. What's this season been like for you? 13-0 headed into this game, ranked fifth in the state. It's got to be really rewarding, but at the same time, it's probably had to be one of your most challenging.
It's been a very rewarding, and it's been challenging at the same time as a coaching staff because we had virtually nothing back. And our non-league schedule was, I don't know if it's ever happened before, that the four teams, you know, we played everybody. The final four was our first, second, and third game on ourselves. I don't know if that's ever happened. You know, I've been around a long time. I don't remember it. But, you know, we survived that early meat grinder. We had a couple tough games in the middle. We got a little bit banged up. But, you know, it's been a good year. I mean, we're excited to be here. I'm excited for the kids. They just didn't believe what everybody said, that we weren't good enough.
Jake Templin was not healthy in that first game, had the shoulder injury. It showed. They got a lot of pressure on him, sacked him four times, but he was still able to make the big play towards the end of the game to set you guys up. After that game, he got on a really, really, really hot streak right there. He's been red hot ever since. How different of a player is he this time around?
Well, Jake's going to be a big key for us tonight. I mean, obviously, with their front four, we're going to have to throw the ball. We're going to have a balanced offense, run, pass, you know, stretch and field. And if Jake's on, that's going to make our offense go.
Out of all the quarterbacks that have come through Wilson, Kerry Collins, Chad Henney, he's the single-season touchdown pass leader. How fun was that to watch unfold this season?
Well, that's a kudo for him because, as I said many times, he's not that big, he's not that strong, he's not that fast. He's got a tremendous football IQ. He's very smart, sees the field, has a nice touch of the ball, especially in the deep routes. And we have a couple of nice wideouts that can make plays, and that helps.
You've also got Shane Dantzler, 90 carries in three playoff games, and you're not shy about handing him the ball or getting him the ball any way you have to tonight to help you be successful.
Well, you know, it's going to be tough against these guys because, as I said, their front four and their inside backers are really, you know, they're big, they're strong, they're fast, and they move. But, you know, if we can stretch the field a little bit with our passing game, you know, that'll open up the running lanes.
How emotional was that game last Friday against CD East? A very game defense. A lot of us around this area have been pointing to them as one of the better defenses. You know that having that gone through them a second time, but what did it really take, and what did you learn about your team last Friday getting through that game?
Well, that was one of those games where momentum swung back and forth. You know, when they got that, when we fumbled the ball in our own 35-yard line with a couple minutes left to go in the game, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, here we go, you know, but then we got right back in it, so.
Coach, good luck tonight. That's Wilson head coach Doug Doms here in the pregame show. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on WMSS, WMSSFM.com.
Christopher's Pizza and Subs, located at 4422 Oakhurst Boulevard, just off Lingolstown Road, is a proud sponsor of the Central Dauphin Rams. Open 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Christopher's offers subs, pizza, salads, strombolis, and pasta. Dine in or take out. Pizza selections include Sicilian Square, Thick Crust, Chicken Parmesan, and Neapolitan Round Thin Crust. Their number is 540-9433. Christopher's Pizza and Subs, where every day is a pizza day.
St. Thomas Roasters, located in the heart of Lingolstown at 5951 Lingolstown Road, serves freshly brewed coffee, either piping hot or refreshingly iced every day. Breakfast sandwiches, smoothies, bagels, soups, and grilled paninis are also available. Live music featured every Friday and Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Custom-made gift baskets and private parties are also available. Online at www.stthomasroasters.com. Their phone number is 717-526-4171.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas and Steve leading with you kickoff between Wilson and Central Dauphin coming up here in mere moments. As we mentioned, these two teams met in week three of the regular season, a 14-12 Wilson victory over Central Dauphin at Landis Field. There was a touchdown that was called back, taken off the board, the Mitch Nice touchdown pass that was nullified. Steve, both these two teams have thrived on defense to get to this point. You know, we did Central Dauphin. We've done them now for going on four seasons now, back to 2011, the state championship run. We also know how good special teams have been for them. This is kind of the game where you look at all those things, field position, field goal kicking, extra points, return game. All those things sort of seem to favor Central Dauphin, especially the way they come off that game against Governor Mifflin last week where that played a big role in that outcome.
Yeah, a lot of those things do favor Central Dauphin. But in a game like this, it's just, all the little things in every aspect of this game. Points in this game are going to come at a premium. Mistakes must be limited. Anybody who gets a big play, it's going to be huge for that team. I'd say it's the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight that everybody wants to see, but nah. They're like middleweights or welterweights now. This is like Klitschko on Klitschko. This is just a bruising heavyweight fight, and these teams are just going to try to grind it out. And I expect, you know, the winning team in this game may reach 20 points, maybe. You don't know, but you have the feeling if one team reaches 20, they're probably going to win this game.
A lot of us have joked here in the last 7 days or so, the first team to six wins this game tonight. That might not actually be that far off the way these two defenses have played. You've got Wilson, as we mentioned, top of the broadcast, they are fifth in the state, district champions in 1989, 1990, 99, and in 2008, 2012, they got back here. They won it. Central Dauphin has won district championships under George Chomp in 1997 and 2002. And then they got Wilson here on this field 3 years ago in the district final. They beat them 24 to 21, I believe it was, in that game.
Yep.
And got to the Western final. That was Glenn McNamee's first district championship as head coach of Central Dauphin. And here they are right back in the swing of things tonight, and Wilson. And you also have that weird, the way things work out this season for the Bulldogs and the Rams. Four common opponents, not to mention, of course, they played each other, but Governor Mifflin, CD East, Manheim Township, Carlisle, both teams played all four of those teams. Both teams beat all four of those teams. Wilson had to do it twice with Manheim Township and CD East to navigate the district bracket and get to this point. Let's take a quick look at how both teams did get here. Of course, Wilson is 13-0. They're the number one seed. They defeated Carlisle in round one, Manheim Township in round two, and then they survived CD East a week ago, 9-6 in the district semifinals at Gursky Stadium, eliminating the Panthers in their remarkable run. Best team, at least record-wise, in CD East school history. Central Dauphin came into the playoffs as the three seed in District 3. They knocked out Reading in round one, a slugfest that you and I did a couple weeks ago against Lower Dauphin, which was just a fun game to watch all night long. And then Governor Mifflin a week ago down in Shillington, that epic clash between those two, the defense, the special teams, the fumble by David Payton in the fourth quarter, the way they were able just to put everything together and eke out of there with a win. And, Steve, you saw this team 2 weeks ago. They are still doing it pretty much one-dimensionally, too. No passing game. They are really riding the tails of their rushing game. And they've, so far, 11 wins, and they're here tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, I was thinking of one of the keys to the game, and I'll call it check your six, and that is the two number sixes on the field. Raleigh Serve for Central Dolphin, and Shane Dantzler, the star running back for this Wilson team. Dantzler, 203 carries, 1,475 yards, 12 touchdowns. He averages 134 yards a game. And Raleigh Serve for CD, 224 for 1,321 and 18 touchdowns. You know, you think about one of those guys, if they break and break a big one, again, in a game where points are going to be at a premium, it's going to be a huge benefit to their team.
You mentioned Dantzler, 90 carries in the playoffs. He had 39 against Carlisle, 21 2 weeks ago against Manheim Township, and then 30 a week ago against CD East. He has also five receiving touchdowns, a long run of 63 yards this season, but 90 carries. Doug Doms has not shied away from saying that we will do whatever it takes to get Shane Dantzler the ball. The flip side, the other argument in this contest, though, they have a healthy Jake Templin in this game, and they did not in week three. He had the AC joint injury. You heard Doug Doms talk about that in our last segment when we interviewed the Wilson head coach. Jake Templin's also been a very hot quarterback. After that Central Dolphin game, he had four touchdown passes against Governor Mifflin. He had four against Hempfield. He had four against Conestoga Valley. He had three against Cedar Crest and Manheim Township. He's just been lighting everything up. And by the way, the best single season statistic touchdown passes in school history, that's Chad Henne and Kerry Collins, who are both good quarterbacks.
Yeah, and he is the advantage for Wilson, I think, in this game, because the two tailbacks basically nullify each other. But you have to respect Wilson's passing game a lot more than Central Dolphin. Now, Central Dolphin has the edge, you can say, in special teams. Defenses, you almost have to call even. Running games, you have to call even. And Wilson definitely has the edge in the passing game here tonight.
Both teams out of midfield. Central Dolphin won the toss. They'll receive. They are decked out in their road white jerseys, green pants, green and white helmets. Wilson is in their red home jerseys with white pants and red and white helmets. Game time temperature tonight at kickoff, 32 degrees. Feels like 24. There is wind out of the southeast at 10 miles an hour. We're going to step aside for a timeout. When we come back, kickoff between Wilson and Central Dolphin. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship game on WMSS and WMSSFM.com.
Gilligan's 2, located at 10 North Houck's Road, just a short drive from Landis Field, is open daily, and the kitchen is open until midnight. Daily drink specials and a menu filled with chicken, pasta, seafood, wings, burgers, and salads. Every Tuesday is trivia night. Gilligan's 2, a great place to stop in and celebrate a CD Rams victory, just a short drive from Landis Field. Online at gilligansbarandgrill.net, their number is 652-2611. Gilligan's Bar and Grill, the place where friends meet. The Panther Ram Foundation supports programs directly benefiting students in Central Dolphin schools. With the cost of public education today and almost 11,000 students, the foundation is used to provide funding for essential educational needs such as extracurricular activities, enhanced learning activities, or providing food for our children to have a healthy nutrition over the weekend. The Panther Ram Foundation was formed in 2001 to complement students' academic experiences in the Central Dolphin School District with programs that will foster greater learning and understanding that might not be sustainable due to a lack of funding. Online at pantherram.org.
GPS Solutions, owned and operated by Anthony Cristillo, is a proud sponsor of Central Dolphin football. Serving the area's fleet tracking and paperless application needs, GPS Solutions LLC provides solutions for service industry fleets. Get rid of the paper and go paperless. Their phone number is 717-554-7512.
The Steelton Italian.
We're still fresh after 30 years in the making. This is WMSS Middletown.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas and Steve leading with you. Kickoff between Wilson and Central Dolphin is coming up. You've heard from both coaches. Now it's time to see both teams on the field as the Rams are on the visiting side of Hershey Park Stadium. Wilson here on the home side. These two teams obviously not strangers to each other historically, as Wilson knocked out the Rams in 1996. CD got revenge in the semifinals a year later. They met in that epic clash here at Hershey Park Stadium with Chad Henne under center for Wilson, 36-33 in 2002. 2011, a field goal decided it. This has really turned into one of the better non-regular rivalries in District 3. You think about Wilson and their history with Cumberland Valley, but they've got a pretty good history here with Central Dawson working right now, and these two teams will obviously meet again next September in Week 3 of the regular season down at Gursky Stadium.
And you heard Coach Doms in the pregame interview talk about the strange thing that they have played Governor Mifflin, CD, and CD East all in the regular season, and they're the final four along with Wilson themselves in District 3 Quad A. So schedule strength, not a problem for Wilson, for sure.
Absolutely not. 13-0, fifth in the state. CD 11-2, ninth in the state. Back deep to receive for the Rams, Deer Hash. It is Contrell Armour and Far Hash. It is Malik Fry. Nick Hart has the ball teed up right between the hashes at the 40-yard line. And Wilson will kick from right to left on your radio dial. So the Rams will have the wind slightly at their back to operate here in the opening series. We are underway for the District 3 Quad A Championship. An end-over-end kick will sail down to Armour at the 8-yard line. Comes across the 10 to 15. Up to the 20, he has swarmed and trying to fight his way to the 20. He'll be stopped there at the 20 where the Rams will take over first and 10 for the first time tonight. Starting lineup for the Rams offensive line looks like this. The tackles are Dylan Hobbs and Evan Child. Amon Blythe and Leo Guzman are the guards, and Enrique Armas, the 5'10 senior, is the center. The quarterback tonight to start things out will be David Payton. We'll, of course, see A.J. Millar at various points during the night, and then Payton will shift out into his wide receiver position or the slot. The wide receivers tonight to start are Jake Malote at tight end, Serb and Armour are in a slot. Actually, it's McNeil that's in the slot. Now he moves back, and the Rams will tighten up the formation. Payton, the shotgun on first and 10. Man of motion towards us is Serb. A high snap, give to Serb, cuts back between the hashes, breaks through, gets up to the 30 and across the 30 for an 11-yard gain at the 31 and a first down for the Rams on the first carry of the night.
Yeah, try to... A little fancy way to get a two tight end set in and then hand it off to Serb anyway. You lined up wide out to the left, and they almost faked the jet sweep to him, and he just cut it right up the middle and gets a nice gain of 11 on the first play of the game.
Rest of the Rams starting lineup. A lot will stay out there. McNeil's in the backfield, and we'll set the Wilson defense for you here momentarily. As Serb is in the slot near side or wide far side. Now he goes in motion away from us. They will fake. Payton will go up the middle, tucks. It's up to, and it stopped at the 33-yard line on a 3-yard pickup, and that will bring up 2nd and 7. Wilson defense looks like this. Austin Rose and Nolan Campbell are the ends. They have combined for 13.5 sacks this season. Ben Harris and Chris Osorio are in the middle. Outside linebackers are Chris Derby, Fode Jala, and Ike Schnauer, and Connor Ritter patrol the middle. The corners, Connor Howell and Jake Gaiman and John Fox, 3 interceptions on the season to lead the Bulldogs, is the safety. 2nd down and 8, it was officially a 2-yard gain. Man in motion towards us, serve, snap, give to serve, serve, bounces to the outside, and cuts back, middle of the field, cuts back again. Ducks his head, gets across the 35, and it stood up there by a wall of Bulldogs. Most notably there in on the stop that time was Derby, the outside linebacker, as serve got to the 35 on a pickup of 2, and that'll set up 3rd and 6.
Yeah, for this Wilson team, the guys that you got to watch for are the linebackers. They're the leading tacklers on this team, the inside linebackers, Ike Schnauer and Connor Ritter. Those two are going to be in on the inside, making it tough for CD to gain ground up the gut.
Dylan Weaver, slot far side, checks in for the first time tonight. Missed last week's game. They go delay with serve. Looks like he bobbled the handle, but he gets to the line of scrimmage and cannot get any further as that Wilson defense again standing up strong, making the stop that time. And that will bring out the punting unit for the Rams with 10 minutes straight up to go here in the first quarter.
Defensive end Nolan Campbell was the guy who met Serb and just grabbed him by the waist. Serb couldn't get away, and it's an early punt here for CD.
Jake Kirshner, who was so good a week ago against Governor Mifflin, will punt it away. And it is Jake Gaiman back deep to receive. Almost blocked, and he gets away. A nice one that Gaiman fields. It gets out of an arm tackle, gets across the 35 and up to the 40, and he stops at the 41-yard line. So the Bulldogs will have good starting field position for their opening series of the night. Their offense looks like this. The tackles, Ike Schnauer and Kyle Mawini, are on each end. Pete Widener and Chris Derby, the left guards, the left and right guard, respectively. And Jordan Copeland, who returned from injury, he missed the first game between these two, and Connor Ritter was the center. Copeland is now back at the center spot, and he has been there since the midway point of the season, and that has allowed Ritter to only go one way now for the Wilson Bulldogs. That's what Doug Doms has been trying to alleviate his guys going two ways. So Templin, Jake Templin, the quarterback, has 3 receivers to his right. He looks to his left, heavy pressure, throws out of the backfield, pass is caught by Shane Dancer, the all-world tailback, and he gets across the 45 and it's pushed out of bounds shy. Call it right around the 47-yard line for a pickup of six, and that will bring up second down and four with 9:22 to play in the opening quarter.
Good pass because Joe Williams basically came through clean, and he just had to get rid of the football quick and put it on the money to Dancer, and a good gain of 7 yards.
CD defense, Elijah Robinson, Micah Parsons, the ends, Joe Williams, Leo Guzman, the tackles. We'll set the rest of it for you after this play. Templin has second down, throws to the slot, far side. It is Gaiman. Gaiman makes the catch. It's up to midfield. He's tackled shy of the first down. Steve McNeil and a couple of others there. Rest of that CD defense looks like this. The outside linebackers, Reed Albright, Mike Best, inside Steve McNeil and Adam Thornton, two of the leading tacklers on this team, as they have combined for over 200 stops this season. The corners are Malik Fry, 3 interceptions on the season, along with Jordan Hatcher at safety, who also has 3 interceptions. And Gary Gaston did not get the start tonight. David Payton is actually in there at the other cornerback position. We'll also see Arshon Downing from time to time tonight. 3rd and 2 from midfield, Templin in the shotgun. Snap, he's going to go right up the middle, and he's going to be hit and stopped at the 50 and short of the first down. They're actually going to give him forward progress into CD territory at the 49, so it's going to be close.
This is going to be close. Oh, they're going to give it to him. Good enough for the first down.
Glenn Mackey not happy about that. No measurement by this crew. So they do give Templin enough forward progress for the first down, and that brings up 1st and 10 from the CD 49. 8:13 to go. Bulldogs attack the end zone to our left. We are scoreless here. First possession for Wilson tonight. CD had it and went 3 and out, or rather picked up a first down and then punted after not able to pick up a second one. So 3 receivers near side now for Templin in the shotgun. Snap. They go handoff to Dantzler. Dantzler fights his way down across the 45 and still carries the pile, and he's down to the 42-yard line on a gain of 7.
That was just the strength of the right side of the offensive line there. They were just able to push the CD defenders back.
Wilson averaging 218 yards rushing per game, 343 yards per game this season. But more importantly, Steve, 6.2 yards per rush. So, Dantzler, that just shows you how effective he has been. And when he is not in there, Tim Whitmoyer has been very effective with over 500 yards and 5 touchdowns on his own. 3 receivers near side on 2nd down and 3. Snap to Templin, handoff. Dantzler again will carry the pile out of the arm tackle as Thornton will pick up the first down and get down to the 36-yard line of the Rams on a 6-yard pickup and a first down with 7:10 to play in the first quarter.
Now, so far, Wilson showing that they will do both. They'll throw the ball, and they'll hand it off to Dantzler. A couple passes. The last 3 plays have been runs for this Wilson team, and they're effectively moving the chains here with a couple first downs on their first drive.
Rams will go with their 3-DN look as Rashawn Gabriel is in now at the tackle spot, and Temple will be in the shotgun. Man of motion away from us, Gaiman on 1st and 10 from the Rams 36. Snap, handoff, Dantzler. Trying to cut to the outside, now cuts back, carries a couple of tacklers, and it gets down across the 30-yard line to the 29, and a 7-yard pickup. Again, there's that average coming into play for this powerful Wilson rushing attack. Brings up 2nd and short.
Yeah, Dantzler's run so far, 7, 6, and 7. So I'd say he's pretty much right on his average.
Bulldogs will line up on 2nd and 3 from the Rams' 29-yard line. 6:15 to go here in the first quarter. Templin in the shotgun, Gaiman in motion away from us. Snap to Templin, handoff, Dantzler, bouncing to the outside, shakes an arm tackle, shakes another tackle, dives for the stick on the far side, is going to be shy of the first down, gets down to the 26 on a short gain of 3. He needed 3. He's going to be close, very close to the first down marker. He made a nice effort to get that extra yardage.
Yeah, they're going to actually stop and have a measurement. So this must be really close because it's right in front of where the markers are.
Right over on the central Dolphins sideline. Officials will.
They've got to move it a whole, like, 2 feet to the sideline. That's how close it is. They can't tell.
And
sure.
Just by about the nose of the football. Sets up a big 3rd down here. 3rd down in college, the nose of a football. So 3rd down and extremely short now for the Bulldogs with 6:01 to go here in the first quarter. Start to think about points of any kind here. Nick Hart this season on field goal attempts for Wilson, 1 for 4 in his long of 25 yards.
That's not right. He has 3 field goals on the year. I believe it's 3 for 6. I saw the same stats you did online, and they were wrong.
Now, if you can't trust your own team statistician, who can you trust? Answer, Mike Drago and the Reading Eagles. So third and very short now for the Bulldogs. As they have a pistol look now, Templin will throw on third down. Pass in and out of the hands of Connor Howell and incomplete. Out inside, Reed Albright, and then just could not hang on to the pass. This does sets up fourth and short. Very short, Aaron. Why not, if you're Wilson, just go for it here on fourth and short?
Yeah, I would have said that the third and inches was a big play, but it really isn't, because if they didn't get it, and that's why they elected to throw there on that down, because if they don't get it, it's still fourth in the nose of the football. Dantzler has not been stopped anywhere close to the line of scrimmage, so you line up, you give him some blockers, and you hand it off.
All right, set to receivers near side. Snap to Templin, pitch Dantzler. Dantzler will get the first down, and down across the 25, and it's stopped at the 24-yard line on a 2-yard pickup and a first down for the Bulldogs with 5:51 to play in the opening quarter. Methodical drive for the Bulldogs here. And as you mentioned, no hesitation in going for it. That's why he's throwing first down, or third down, rather. Jake Colbert.
It's almost like a free shot.
Yep.
And don't blame Coach Doms on taking that either.
Jake Walbert and Connor Howell will be wide to the far side. Near side, it is Gaiman on first and 10 from the Rams' 24-yard line. Snap to Templin, looks to his left, throws high arcing pass to the corner, and it is called in and caught for the touchdown by Jake Gaiman. What a throw and catch by the senior quarterback to his junior wide receiver. 8th touchdown catch of the season for Gaiman, and the Bulldogs are on the board first with 5:24 to go. Wilson leads it 6-0.
As you said, just an outstanding throw and catch. Gaiman right along the sideline in the left side of the end zone, able to get 1 foot in bounds at least. I know it was good enough for a touchdown. No controversy on this touchdown this week for Wilson, as far as I'm concerned. It's a good score, and they are up 6-0, make it 7.
Descartes' extra point is good. 5:24 to go. Opening quarter, Wilson leads 7-0. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on WMSS and WMSSFM.com.
Ricker Construction, family owned and operated since 1974, serving the community's construction, excavating, and snow removal needs. Ricker Construction specializes in utility services, access road installation, cell site construction, and commercial construction. With the winter months coming up, Ricker Construction is available for snow removal needs as well. Online at rickerconstruction.net. Their number is 648-8241. Ricker Construction, proud sponsor of the CD Rams football team.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas and Steve Leedy with you. 7-0, Wilson leads it, 5:24 to go in the opening quarter, as Jake Templin on his 28th touchdown pass of the season finds Jake Gaiman his 8th touchdown reception. So Templin adds one more to his school record for the single season.
Scoring drive for Wilson took 4 minutes and 4 seconds, 10 plays, 59 yards. They passed it 4 times, ran it 6 times. And the scoring play again, the 24-yard pass from Templin to Gaiman.
Nick Hart has it teed up at the 40-yard line. Back deep to receive will be Contrell Armour and Malik Fry. Kickoff is a short pop-up, end over end, that Armour's going to run up and field at the 15. 20 is hit as he gets across the 20 and stops at the 23-yard line. That's where the Rams will start. First and 10, second possession of the night with 5:18 to go here in the first quarter, now trailing 7-0. This is not a unfamiliar spot for the Rams to be in, as they've trailed a couple of times this season. They've just figured out a way to get it done and get to this point.
Now, if you're centered off, you need to cool the momentum a little bit. Wilson got off to a great start. They let CD get, what, 1 first down, and then they had to punt from there, and then they marched right down the field on offense. So they just need to respond and get a couple first downs, keep the offense on the field for a bit.
Two tight ends are the wide receivers. They get to serve, trying to sweep to the left side. He has stood up and dropped and will lose a yard. This is a Wilson rush defense that in the last four games, 104 carries, and they've only allowed 106 yards on those 104 carries. In fact, last week, the Seeding East yielded only 6 yards on 25 carries. So, and they've held opponents to under 100 yards rushing in 9 of 13 games this season. So they are very stout up front. And no surprise, they also put the clamps on Serb in the first meeting. A lot will come out wide to the near side. It's Gabriel wide far side. Shotgun for Payton, looks to throw. We'll set up the screen to McNeil. McNeil has a block, gets around a man, gets up to the 30, and will push the pile forward across the 30 up to the 32-yard line. And he will be close to the Rams' first down, about a yard shy. That'll bring up third down and short with 4:20 to go in the opening quarter.
A nice play by McNeil, picking the route that he had to run after he got the pass. There was a Wilson defender in the area, but McNeil did a good job of setting up his blocker to get by him and almost get enough for the first down.
Rams will line up tight this time, extra blocker in the backfield, receiver to the far side, Payton under center. They will go to Serb. Serb will fight his way and get the first down as he is stopped at the 34-yard line, a 2-yard pickup, and enough for the Rams' first down with 3:50 to go here in the opening quarter. CD attack in the end zone to our right. As they gave a different look tonight offensively. They start out with double tights with Malott and Gabriel, but not in the standard double tight. They actually line those guys up wide tonight. They fixed the match their starting wide receivers all season long. Been whoever, whenever for this Rams offense at wide receiver. And now they will go to the look where they send out Armor to the near side and Serb to the far side. We have a brief stoppage here.
I believe someone from Wilson had a helmet issue.
Now they will go Armor far side and Serb, or Armor near side and Serb far side. Now Serb comes in motion towards us. To give, no, they fake. Payton will keep. Payton trying to dance around, trying to bounce to the outside. Scores through there initially, and then it's going to be stopped shy and gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Or actually, I'm sorry, he gets up to the 36, a 2-yard pickup. That will bring up second down and 8 with 3:10 to play here in the first quarter.
Yeah, a lot of dancing there from Payton, but really nowhere to go. There was plenty of red shirts over there. Payton did a good job getting what he could on that run.
Rams break the huddle. Armor, near side, Serb, far side. McNeil, the blocker in the backfield. Payton's in the shotgun. Second and 7 from the 37. Man of motion towards us is Serb, and the play is going to get blown dead. Rams are going to get penalized 5 yards and back up to bring up second down and 12. And ball start on the Rams. It's been a problem for most of the season. It's going to set up second and long, and of course,
and it's amplified when you're playing a team like Wilson. You don't want to see second and 12.
Especially when you've had predominantly a one-dimensional attack for most of the season. Armor wide, near side, Serb far side. Payton in the shotgun again. Second and 12 from the Rams 32. Serb in motion towards us. Snap. Payton fakes. Dances out of the pocket and will take off towards the sideline and will be driven out of bounds as Dolan Campbell, the senior defensive end, gave chase and strung Payton out. That'll bring up third down and long.
Yeah. Just nothing for Payton to do there. When you have a play fake like that, it takes time. And when you have a defensive end running straight into the backfield, Payton just has to do what he can to get out of there.
And the shotgun again. Rams will shift all over as they will now go trips near side. It is Malott, Serb, and Gabriel. That Payton looks. It will take off quarterback draw. Was designed from the start. He is going to get nothing. Watch the ball. And coming out of the pile is Fox. And he is off and running, rather than is Austin Rosa off and running for the touchdown. Payton had the ball squirt out of his hands, and Austin Rosa came up with it and took off for the touchdown, and Wilson has a 13-0 lead with 2:09 to go in the quarter.
Now they called the quarterback draw, Payton going up the middle, and it was right into the middle of about 4 or 5 Wilson defenders, and Payton trying to fight for what he can. There's a lot of arms in there to knock that football free. And it pops on the ground right at the feet of Austin Rosa, who who picks it up and takes it to the house. And now Wilson up two scores here in the first quarter. That just caught everybody by surprise. Peyton, everybody thinking Peyton was down and bottled up. As Nick Hart's extra point end over end is up, and it is good. Our new score with 2:09 to go in the first quarter. Wilson has jumped in front 14-0. This is the District 3 championship game on WMSS and WMSSFM.com.
Ted's Bar and Grill. Two great locations, same great wings. 6197 Allentown Boulevard and 1313 North 2nd Street in Midtown Harrisburg. Ted's has a brand new menu, and all food is made fresh daily. Daily lunch and dinner specials also available. Both locations open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to midnight, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Coming in the fall of 2015, a new location in West Hanover Township. Their number is 717-652-3832 for the Allentown Boulevard location, 717-232-2522 for the Midtown location. Online at www.tedsbarandgrill.com.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Steve Leedy with you, 2:09 to play. First quarter, Wilson in front, 14-0 off the Austin Rosa fumble return for a touchdown. Second week in a row, Peyton has fumbled, and this one a costly one as the Rams now go down two scores.
That's the first haymaker tonight as Wilson goes up 14.
Nick Hart send over end kick will fall into the arms of the awaiting Contrell Armour, 10, 15, 20. And up to the 25, he scores through, and that's where the Rams will start. They're going to stop him just shy of the 25 to 24. So that's where the Rams start first and 10 now, trailing by two scores. And this is a CD team that has trailed by two scores twice this season. Actually, in the first 2 weeks, and on Township and Susquehanna Township. And they have figured out a way in those two games, but this is a vastly, vastly different opponent than those two at a different point of the season. Bulldogs go with a four-man front. They have Rosa and Campbell on the same side. And this look, Millar in there first time tonight, throws to the near side to Peyton. He's dragged down to 25 by Fode Jala on the open field tackle, and that will bring up second and 10.
And you want to look at that play kind of similar to 2 weeks ago. CD was the team that got the pick six against Lower Dolphin. Kind of set the tone for that game. CD was able to hold on 14-7 in that one. Here, the shoe's on the other foot, and Wilson gets the defensive score here early in the game.
Millar in the shotgun. He's got two receivers far side, serving motion away from us. Millar's going to roll out, gets set, fires, pass, caught on the comeback route, and getting short of the first down is going to be Mitch Knight. And he's going to be about a yard and a half or so shy of the first down. There is a flag, it appears, somewhere. The referees are confirming right around the 30-yard line. And there's a flag. It's right where the ball is marked, so it's tough to see when they threw it.
Is it a face mask?
Dead ball. It is a personal foul on Wilson. This is going to be an automatic first down for Central Dauphin and give the Rams 15 extra yards. Not what Wilson wanted to do. You know, and I hate to belabor the point about CD's passing attack, Steve, but you know, there's two passes in a row, and A.J. Millar the one throwing them. And if this Rams passing attack can get in any kind of rhythm here, they are certainly not out of this game. Flag's going to come in and blow the play dead before it gets underway, and this should back the Rams up five again.
Yeah, so Wilson gives them 15, but now they'll get five back.
Evan Childs, the right tackle, appeared to move early. 1:01 to go here in the first quarter. CD down 14-0 here in the District 3 Quad A Championship game. Glad to have you along tonight on WMSS and WMSSFM.com. Big thanks to all those listening tonight on the TuneIn app. Splitting time tonight with John Wilsbach and the Harrisburg Heat on our other feed as the handoff on first down.
There's McNeil, the fullback.
Yep. Mike McNeil, the first man through, got it. And he will be taken down after a short gain. Got barely up to the 40, 5. Maybe give them a yard. They will give them a yard, so nothing more than that. That'll bring up second down and long as we wind under 25 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Rams can opt to sit on this one if they choose to. They don't even have to run another play. There's about a two-second difference in favor of the play clock. So they will break the huddle, though, and quickly get up to the line with Millar in the shotgun. Second down and 14. Man in motion away from us, Serb. Fake to Serb. Millar's going to roll out, throw, passes, caught by McNeil. 50, 45, and spun around into Wilson territory and out of bounds as the clock will hit triple zeros and end the first quarter. So the Rams will have a third down when we come back. They trail this one 14 to nothing, but we'll have an opportunity here to pick up a first down when we start the second quarter. We played 12 minutes. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship game on WMSS and WMSSFM.com.
The CD Rams Club mission is to advance the great winning tradition of Central Dauphin through character development, academic development, and physical development of each player that enables them to reach their full potential while at Central Dauphin and in their lives after graduation. The core values of the Rams Club are hard work, selflessness, and enthusiasm. Online at cdschools.info/CD Rams Club. The CD Rams Club, proud sponsors of the Central Dauphin football team. Christopher's Pizza and Subs, located at 4422 Oakhurst Boulevard, just off Lingolstown Road, is a proud sponsor of the Central Dauphin Rams. Open 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Christopher's offers subs, pizza, salads, strombolis, and pasta. Dine in or take out. Pizza selections include Sicilian Square, Thick Crust, Chicken Parmesan, and Neapolitan Round Thin Crust. Their number is 540-9433. Christopher's Pizza and Subs, where every day is a pizza day.
Come back, start the second quarter. Eric Thomas, Steve Leedy with you. Hershey Park Stadium, Central Dauphin trailing 14 to nothing in the District 3 Quad A Championship game. Rams have a third and one now as we will swap ends, and they will attack the end zone to our left as they're trying to get some momentum here and get on the scoreboard. Jake Templin, 24-yard touchdown pass to Jake Gaiman, and then Austin Rosa, a fumble return for a touchdown is how we got to 14-0. A.J. Millar will stay out of quarterback. Dontrell Armour far side, Raleigh Serb side. Third and one, a must convert here for the Rams in Wilson territory as there is movement along the front. And this is going to be, at least it appears, against Wilson.
Yeah, it looks
initially
like the right side of the defensive front for Wilson jumped across. And they did that when Raleigh Serb came across. They bit on what was technically a fake of the jet sweep where Raleigh Serb was coming across the formation, but instead of CD snapping the ball and handing it off to him, Serb just stopped and was right in the backfield beside Millar.
Automatic first down for the Rams, takes the ball to the 37-yard line. Receiver each way, man in motion now towards us. Millar, the snap, Serb, the handoff, kind of out to the outside. Raleigh looking for room to run, got a block and got through the 35. And down to the 33-yard line on a gain of 4. So that'll bring up second down and 6 as we wind to 11:45 to play until halftime.
Yeah, the running has been a little tougher for Serb than it has for his counterpart on the other side. 6 carries, 19 yards so far for Serb on the ground. So that's just a hair over 3 a pop.
Millar in the shotgun. He's got 2 far side, 1 near side. Man in motion away from us, Serb. Millar takes a snap, rolls out to his right. Heavy pressure, throws, pass, caught, far side. Deshaun Paul down to the 30-yard line on a 3-yard pass. That will bring up third down and 3 now with 11 minutes to go until halftime. Rams have come out here down 14-0, throwing the football. And judging by the way they've done it here, it's been pretty effective on this drive.
They've been effective, but they have been all been short passes. Millar is 4 for 4 for 25 yards, and really the majority of those yards have been after the catch.
Shotgun again from Millar, receiver each way. McNeil's the back. Man in motion towards us, Serb. Give to Serb on the jet. He's going to be bottled up. Line of scrimmage, fights forward, gets 2, and is going to be short, as it appears with the naked eye, of the first down.
Yeah, definitely short,
and that's going to bring up fourth down. I don't think there's going to be any hesitation here. The Rams are going to go extra blocker, bring in Eli Robinson, and they're going to go for it here on fourth down.
I'd say the playbook's open here on fourth down and I'd call it a long two, or rather a short two rather than a long one, because it's about a yard and a half or more.
Fourth and two from the 29. Tight set, extra blocker, Millar under center. Trying to draw Wilson off sides with the cadence. Glenn McNamee is going to burn a timeout with 9:56 to go here as the play clock was winding down. I don't think they were able to draw Wilson off sides, and now Glenn McNamee is going to think about it here on fourth down and two.
Yeah, and I think the only thing he's going to think about is what play he's going to run, because I think it's too far out for a field goal attempt at this point. And obviously you're too close to punt. You're inside your punt's third. So it comes down to what play you're going to run. And honestly, I almost think they're going to have to try some sort of short pass. The only problem is, if I'm Wilson, I'm expecting a short pass here because Central Dauphin has not been able to get that much in the running game. I just think it's too risky for CD to try it that way. Maybe a roll Millar out.
Well, they are going to go max protector. They've got Salik and Gabriel are in. So there will be double tight on this set. There's actually three tight as Robinson's going to line up that side. McNeil is also in there, so they are really loading up here. The handoff to serve, he's trying to hit the edge, and he is going to be stood up and dropped well shy of the first down. What a great stand by the Wilson defense again. And this time, Zerbe and a few others in on the stop, and they turn it over on downs, and Wilson will get it back with 9:48 to play in the half. You could not have done a better job defensively that time than Wilson did on that play, even with the extra protection of that side of the field.
Now, and that's why I thought CD had to try to pass for that, because especially what they brought everybody in. Now, you bring everybody in, you got more blockers, but you basically got 11 in the box on the other side, and Wilson was able to string that out, and they get the football back.
Heflin with two receivers each way. Snap, handoff, Dantzler. Dantzler's going to be hit, and Eli Robinson is there right away to swarm him and drop him at the line of scrimmage for no gains. That'll bring up 2nd and 10 with 9:37 to go. Interesting that this game, we saw this game 3 seasons ago, and Glenn McNamee had no problem trusting his senior quarterback at the time, Brandon LaVia, to make the big throws when they needed to. But that time opting to run the football when A.J. Millar has passed it short effectively. I agree with you. I think they should have expected a short pass if you're Wilson. They did a nice job defensively. Heflin goes back to pass under heavy pressure, throws out of the backfield, pass incomplete, intended for Dantzler on the far sideline, and that'll bring up 3rd and 9.
CD got a, I think they got away with one there because they definitely did not have enough guys in coverage on the left side for Wilson. There were 3 receivers out there, and there were 1 or 2 receivers wide open on this side. If Heflin looked that way, it was going to be a big game.
Going to bring in the extra D back now, and Arshon Downing on 3rd and 9. Rams will attack with a 4-man front as usual. They're on 3rd and 9 from the 30-yard line. Templin in the shotgun. He's got trips near side. Back to his right is Dantzler. The snap is Templin. They're going to go quick pass over the middle, and the hitter to Dantzler. He dances around the defense, gets to the outside at the 45. Stiff arms, the man is shoved out of bounds across midfield into CD territory at the 48-yard line on a 22-yard pickup and a big first down for the Wilson offense with 8:59 to play until halftime.
Great catch and run by Dantzler. He caught that football in stride, and it was blocked very well by the Wilson offensive line, and the path was there, and Dantzler able to get to the sideline, and he showed the toughness there at the end of that run.
Rams defense needs a stop. Trips far side. Dantzler now will shift out wide to the near side. So it's empty for Templin. Takes a snap. Going to go quarterback draw. Templin to the left. And Joe Williams will hit him and drop him, but not before Templin will get down across the 45 to the 43-yard line on a gain of 5. And that'll bring up 2nd and 5 with 8:47 to play until halftime.
This is danger time for CD because they cannot let Wilson go up 3 scores in this game. And you almost would feel like the game would be over if they would, you know, get to 20-21 on the scoreboard.
Second of five, Rams defense all kinds of confused now as they shift around. Man in motion towards us now stops. Snap. Dantzler the handoff. Dantzler spun around and will be dropped. The tackle that time by Micah Parsons, the 6'3 freshman. But that will bring up third down and five in a third and very manageable situation here for Wilson with 8 minutes to go until the half.
Yeah, Micah Parsons almost got that football ripped out of him. He had his hand on that ball, and it was loose for a split second there. Dantzler had to do everything he could to keep hold of
it. CD's defense has basically thrived on the big play here tonight. They just need a stop right now, a big one here on third and five. Two receivers near side, one far side. Sidecar is right of Templin. Shotgun snap, Templin rolls. Now he stops, gets set, throws, pass incomplete. Intended for the tight end, Alex Twyford, and incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down. The Rams defense does its job. But Wilson, and they slowly get the offense off the field, and they will send out the punting unit now, finally. Doug Doms, who's not opt to go for it on fourth down, and he has done that a couple times this season in fourth and mid-range. So Klein will be off the punt. Malik Fry back deep to receive. Will set up just across his 20-yard line, now drifting back towards the 15 and now up towards the 20. He was very instrumental in that win last week. Big return to open up the second half. Rams would love nothing more than a big return here. High snap. And there is a flag down, and it appears to be movement along that front for Wilson. So that'll back up the punt five.
I think it was Jake Himes who was lined up on the very left side of the punt team. Going to cost him 5 yards.
So that'll allow Fry to drift up to his 20, 25-yard line, somewhere in that range. Final set up the punt. Ball will be marked back to the 48-yard line. Still on the CD side of the field. Klein, on the season, has been pretty effective in this role. Backup quarterback. Low snap. Pressure coming. Klein gets it away. And it's a short kick that's going to hit at the 25. Roll backwards and out of bounds. It'll be marked out of bounds at the 20-yard line. The CD will start first and 10 from its own 20 with 7:24 to play in the half. They're down 14-0 here in the District 3 Quad A Championship game. They attack the end zone to our left. And the Rams offense, in need of a jump start here, will go back to David Payton at quarterback. Actually, I beg your pardon, Millar is the one talking to Glenn McNamee over on that far side.
Yeah, I thought I'd be surprised if Payton would come back in at this point. Running the football has been so tough for CD so far in this game. You have to at least put the dual threat guy there with Millar passing the ball so well on the drive that he was in there.
Well, and Payton also has blood on the back of his jersey, so he had to come out of the game. Millar's going to roll out to his near side, his left side, and has to just eat it. Is dropped back across the 15 as Austin Rosa is there for the stop along with Connor Ritter.
Yeah, just good pursuit speed from Rosa going out, and Millar just had nowhere to go, nobody to throw to on that side of the field. All he could do was eat it off the four.
Rosa's going to come out, then bring up second and 14. You know, the one thing we haven't seen from a CD standpoint this season, you know, we've seen the Rams at times struggling, get behind in games. They have not been pushed around offensively like this season. And a motion towards us served. And we'll go double handoff. Payton throws. Millar the catch. Wilson is right there to cut it off. Ball is loose on the turf. And it is recovered by Wilson. Glenn McNamee goes for the fake play, the reverse. And then Payton throwing to A.J. Millar. There were two defenders there to strip Millar. And Wilson will take over in prime position. Up 14-0 with 6:26 to go. And they will have it on the Central Dauphin 17-yard line.
Well, it went for the trick play. It wasn't going to work because Millar had two guys in front of him anyway. But unfortunately, now both quarterbacks have a fumble in this game, and Wilson at the doorstep at the CD 17.
Looking to add one more here as Templin takes a snap, pass is tipped over the middle, and it's intercepted! Intercepted on the tip! Did a great job that time as Jordan Hatcher, the safety, comes up with his fourth interception of the season. So the pressure forces the tip pass, Hatcher is there, and the Rams get out of Dodge, at least for the moment.
And Hatcher just gave a big bailout to all of his teammates there as Wilson was in prime position to go up 3 scores in this game, which is just unthinkable to try to come back from that. But he comes up with his second big interception in the postseason for sure. He had that interception of the jump pass against Lower Dolphins.
Dayton in at quarterback now. They go sweep with serve. He will get the handoff. Now he turns between the tackles, and he will be across the line of scrimmage for a 2-yard pickup up to the 15 with 6:07 to play in the half. And the Rams will have a second down and 7 now. They need to get a score. Remember, they received the opening kickoff, so Wilson will get the kick at the half. But if CeeDee can somehow get this to a 1-score game and maybe turn it over to their defense, with 5:40 to go, Peyton in the shotgun. And a motion away from us, third. Peyton fakes, rolls out to his left, throws, pass high, and a diving attempt at the interception, but the ball falls incomplete. Connor Howell had the opportunity to pick that one off. Got to bring up 3rd and 8.
Yeah, pass was a little high. McNeil just couldn't get up high enough to come down with that football. And again, CeeDee lucky that it wasn't picked off. A 3rd down and 8. And again, this is just a bad situation for CeeDee. I don't know what you do on 3rd down and 8 if you're the Rams.
Unsuccessful running the football for the most part tonight. Millar had the short passing game going, but now the Rams face 3rd and 8. 2 receivers near side, man in motion towards us. Snap to Peyton. Peyton will go shovel pass McNeil. That is going to go for maybe a yard and no further. And the Wilson defense will stand tall yet again as McNeil will pick up 1, and that will send out the punting unit for the Rams again with 5:20 to play till halftime.
I'm not sure if it was Rosa or sure who the other guy was, but somebody saw that coming the whole way. And I believe it was Rosa who just put the helmet right into McNeil right when he got the football.
Pressure to punt, heavy pressure to get it away. Going to take a Central Dolphin bounce as Howell dangerously fields it. Now he's going to take off and run into CeeDee territory. He's got blockers and down the far sideline and out of bounds. Connor Howell one-hopped it as it was taking a CeeDee bounce, picked it up, caught the defender off guard, and then gets into plus territory with 4:45 to play in the half. And again, Wilson is set up in prime position, up 14-0. And this also, there is a flag. Was there a flag on the play on the sideline? There may have been a late hit. There is a flag all the way back where Kirshner punted the ball away. So this could be roughing the kicker in that area. And if that's a personal foul, that's going to be an automatic first down for the Rams.
And they're moving the sticks.
Wow.
The sticks. The offense is in. That must be.
Personal foul roughing the kicker on Wilson is an automatic first down for the Rams with 4:45 to play until halftime. And A.J. Millar will be out at quarterback for the Rams. They break the huddle. Mitch Nice and David Payton come near side, serve far side. Shotgun from Millar. Rams need a drive right now, down by 2 scores. Snap, Millar throws, pass caught by Knight. Lost the ball, they're going to stay incomplete.
Yeah, good call. He never secured that football anyway. He got hit. As soon as the football got there, 2 Wilson guys got hands on him immediately.
2nd down and 10 coming up for the Rams. Ball on their own 31-yard line, 4:39 to go. Wilson has all 3 timeouts remaining. CeeDee has 2 remaining. The only number that matters for CeeDee right now is the 69 yards that stand in their way of a touchdown. Stand in motion towards us, serve. Fake to him. Millar's going to roll out to his right. Gets set, looks, fires deep down the field for Peyton, and he overshoots him. Peyton had the step on Howell, but could not catch up to that Millar pass. And that'll bring up 3rd and 10 with 4:31 to play until halftime.
Not sure if that's where he intended to go first with that pass or not, because Justin Salick was running across the middle of the field, and he either got his feet tangled up with the defender But he went down right at about midfield. It looked like Millar was looking there first and then just threw it to the deep post for Payton.
Third and 10 from the 31. Millar in the shotgun, two far side, one near side. Quick snap, throw, quick side, pass incomplete. Timing was just not there on the route with Ryan Elliott, and that will send out the punting unit again for the Rams with 4:26 to play until the half.
Pass is thrown behind the receiver that time, and now fourth down, and Rams have to punt it again. And one thing that you can say is this Wilson defensive unit has brought it here tonight. It's been tough sledding for the Rams all night long.
Kirshner to punt from right to left. Pressure coming. Kirshner gets away. A high twisting spiral that Howell's going to watch and will field back at his 20. Gets out of the tackle and then is dropped as he gets across the 20 to the 21. And with 4:16 to play until half, and that's where Wilson starts, first and 10, up 14 to nothing. In case you missed it, a 24-yard touchdown pass by Jake Templin. And then after a David Payton fumble, Austin Rosa picked it up and returned it for a 14-0 Wilson lead.
That's the one play that sticks out right now. Fumble return for touchdown. We said it, you know, in the pregame show. Games like this, big plays like that are huge.
Templin in the shotgun, two receivers near side. Man in motion towards us. Templin takes off on the quarterback draw, gets across the 35, or up to 25, up to the 30. Stops shy of the 30 at the 29, 7-yard pickup. That will bring up second down and short as we hit 4 minutes to go until halftime.
Wilson, looks like they'll sort of hurry things up, try to leave themselves with enough time to try to get a drive together. You know, they'd love to go up by three scores by halftime.
Three timeouts remaining for Doug Doms and the Bulldogs. Two near side, one in motion towards us now. Templin takes a snap, shoves it off to Dantzler. Dantzler running right, cuts back across the hash, and then it's stood up by a gang tackle of Rams, but he's going to have enough for the Wilson first down with 3:32 to play in the half. Had a couple of Rams slow to get up. Rashawn Gabriel, a couple of players slow to get up after that one. Dantzler, one of them. Like McNeil and Thornton were a little slow to get up there as well. 3:24 to go now. Still halftime. David Payton is out of corner for the Rams. They've dropped Malik Fry back to a safety spot. Dantzler takes off. That's giving pursuit, and then Fry comes up for the bump and knocks Dantzler down just over the 32. So Dantzler's actually going to lose two, and that will bring up second along with 3 minutes to go until halftime.
Good pursuit that time by the Rams, and Fry came up. He threw his shoulder right where the football was, trying to knock that out.
Rams have Albright, Thornton, and McNeil in at linebacker. Downing, Payton, Fry, and Hatcher, the secondary. Trips far side as Templin goes back to pass, throws over the middle. Pass is caught by Gaiman into CD territory, 45, 40, 35, and then sheds a tackle and twists his way out of bounds inside the 25 and down to the 21 of the Rams with 2:27 to play in the half.
I don't know who got free up the middle, but Templin took a shot right as he was throwing that football. And just incredible poise by the quarterback to put that one right on the money when he was going to get drilled, and he knew it because it was coming straight up the middle.
I could argue that both of these teams have arrived a year early. Not a lot of people thought CD would be in this position. Virtually nobody thought CD would be in this position. And I don't think anybody expected Wilson at 13-0 to be in this spot either with no returning starters on offense. But it's Wilson who looks like the veteran unit right now, as they are picking apart this vaunted Rams defense. Shotgun snap, free run. Templin throws, pass is dropped. A sure touchdown drop by Gaiman with 2:22 to go in the half. He had inside position on Hatcher and just could not hang on to it.
Yeah, you're not kidding. That was an easy touchdown there, and Gaiman just couldn't come up with a football. Pass was right on the money.
2:22 to go until halftime. Rams defense has to dig deep and come up with another stop. as Wilson will have it second and 10 from the CD 21-yard line. Trips again far side. Templin shotgun. Sidecar is Dantzler. Now, Dantzler is going to shift. They have two men in motion. Twyford and Dantzler both in motion at the same time. That's going to be five against the Bulldogs and make it second and 15. And Wilson still has three timeouts left. They have plenty of time here, up 14-0, and they will get the kick. They're looking for the double up here to close the half and open the third. As Templin will be in the shotgun, he's got a bunch to the far side. Dantzler's sidecar right. Shovel pass to Dantzler. Joe Williams is there right away for the nice stop. Dantzler got away from him for a moment. We got another flag that comes in from the side judge on the far side.
Late flags like this a lot of times mean face mask. That would be bad news for the Rams.
And it's going to be against CD. You can just see Rashawn Gabriel put his hands up on his helmet. This could be costly. This could be very costly. Referee is deciding here. And we will get the word from the officials. It is a face mask on the Rams.
5-yard penalty.
But it's the 5-yard variety, not the personal foul. So it's still 5 yards, but it's not the killer penalty. Bring in Reed Albright and Arshon Downing again defensively. Rams will still attack with that four-man front. And our Parsons and Robinson, they've got Gabriel and Williams patrolling inside. Shotgun for Templin, too far side. Dantzler in the sidecar. Fake the game in on the sweep off his back foot. Templin throws, and Dantzler is rocked by Reed Albright, the outside linebacker, for the stop. That'll bring up third down with a minute 55 to go in the half.
That was a good tackle by Albright. I mean, with him. When Wilson gets the football out in the flats and it's one-on-one with Dantzler out there, you need a sure stop. Your CD and Albright just made it right there.
Third and 12 for the Bulldogs now, 1:38 to go in the half. Templin looks to the sideline, gets the play, will be in the shotgun. He's got two receivers to his left, one right, and he is calling out the change here. Play clock down to five, so he's going to have to hurry up. Dantzler sidecar right. Shotgun snap to Templin. Looks, fires over the middle pass. He's caught somehow inside of Eli Robinson's coverage. And down inside the 10-yard line is Twyford, the tight end, on the grab. What a catch. With Eli Robinson not even looking for it, just stretched his hands out and pulled it in for a first and goal.
And somehow that got through Robinson's hands because he was just reaching out. And somehow that football got through to Twyford. I don't know how it got through there.
Bulldogs take their time. 1 minute to go in the half. First and goal, Wilson from the CD 8-yard line. Two receivers, three receivers far side. Now man in motion stops. Hand off Dantzler on first and goal. Dantzler to the outside. Cuts back. Now back to the outside. Getting tackled, but he gets down to the 5 on a 3-yard pickup. And that'll bring up second and goal with 45 seconds left. And Wilson will burn his first time out of the half. So Doug Doms can talk this one over. They are, of course, well within Nick Hart's field goal range, but I think Wilson's thinking more knockout punch here and go up 21-0. And we've got also Micah Parsons for Central Dauphin, who is hobbling over to the sideline. Like he's favoring his left leg. One of the trainers is going to come out and take a look at him real quick. He goes down to one knee in the Rams defensive huddle. Hope that that's just a cramp. But he is grabbing at that left knee.
That's one guy you definitely do not want to see miss any time for this CD defense.
Just a freshman, got his first college offer this weekend from Penn State. Brent Pry and the Nittany Lions staff, Bob Shoup, all visiting a couple of various schools, did make a stop at Central Dauphin to talk to Glenn McNamee, and then offered Parsons a full ride this week. Going to be the first of many for that young man as he came into tonight's game with 17.5 sacks, 113 tackles, and 26 for loss. And Penn State's defense, which is one of the best in the nation this season, trying to strike early on the freshman defensive end here for Central Dauphin. But he is going to stay out there and line up at the left-end spot. Second and goal for Wilson from the CD4. Templin in the shotgun snap. He rolls out to his left, throws out of the backfield. Pass is caught by Gaiman. Sidesteps him in, and then it's drilled as he gets to the goal line. Does not get in. And that's going to bring up third and goal as Adam Thornton just absolutely annihilated Gaiman at the goal line.
Yeah, but I was watching the play through binoculars here from high atop Hershey Park Stadium, and Gaiman got that pass. I thought that was a touchdown, but then came in and just got popped right at the 1 yard line. Unfortunately, it's only about a foot away from the end zone here.
35 seconds to go as Wilson caught a second timeout. Doug Doms is out to talk to the officials about something here. Not sure what he was discussing, but Wilson's going to have a third and goal now as there are 35 seconds to go in the half. They're up 14-0. And Wilson here was just pretty much seen academic. By the way, Penn State today lost to Michigan State 34-10. So the Nittany Lions closed the season with two straight losses. They're still bowl eligible. Bring that up only because of the mention of Parsons getting the offer from the Nittany Lions earlier this week. Third and goal for Wilson now. Back in the end zone to our right. Templin in the shotgun again. Staff, handoff, Dantzler. They lost the football. No, Templin rather kept, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. But fake that time to Dantzler, and with 29 seconds to go in the half, Wilson has added one more. The Bulldogs lead it 20-0.
In the process of faking the football, Templin did lose it, and it was squirted up in the air by about 2 feet, but Templin was just right there, calmly collected it, and ran it right into the end zone. Got the touchdown. When things are going your way, they're going your way, and right now it's going all the Bulldogs' way.
Out of the game and hold, Nick Hart the kick, and add the extra point with 29 seconds left. Kick is away, end over end, it is up, and it is good. Our new score with 29 seconds to play until the half, Wilson leads it 21-0. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on WMSS and WMSSFM.com.
St. Thomas Roasters, located in the heart of Linglestown at 5951 Linglestown Road, serves freshly brewed coffee, either piping hot or refreshingly iced every day. Breakfast sandwiches, smoothies, bagels, soups, and grilled paninis are also available. Live music featured every Friday and Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Custom-made gift baskets and private parties are also available. Online at www.stthomasroasters.com. Their phone number is 717-526-4171.
We're still fresh. After 30 years in the making, this is WMSS Middletown.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Steve Leedy with you. 29 seconds to go until the half. Wilson extends out to a 21-0 lead. Coming up on the halftime show, we'll talk to Jeff Reinhart of PennLive.com, get his thoughts on the first half here tonight, and perhaps what lies in store for Wilson, who is well in control of this game, up 21-0. They would play, the winner of this game will play Pine Richland next Saturday afternoon, site and time to be determined, or Saturday rather, site and time to be determined. As Fry and Armor back deep to receive Hart's kick, end over end, will fall into the arms of Armor at the 10, 15, 20, 25, gets up to the 30, and across the 30 up to the 34-yard line, and that's where CD will start. First and 10, down 21-0 now with two timeouts left. And kicking off to start the second half. Curious to see if Glenn McAmey will do anything here deep in his own territory. It'll be David Payton who comes out at quarterback for what it's worth with 22 seconds to play in the half.
A scoring drive for Wilson. 11 plays, 78 yards, 3 minutes and 47 seconds off the clock. The big play was the 37-yard pass from Templin to Gaiman. That was on a 2nd and 12.
The championship drive. That's basically what that was. As Payton will go quarterback draw up the middle, gets across the 35 and up across the 40 for the 43. Mack and CD will call timeout. They've got one left. Might as well burn them. Can't take them with you. And down 21-0. See if they can just get anything here on the final two plays of the half. Pine Richland earlier today, 49-29 winner over State College. Very game State College team in that game today. Little Lions dropped four passes in the first half, middle of drives. They got the 4 points at 21-17, but could not draw any closer. Pine Richland continues on. They're undefeated. Whitfield champs out of the Quad North. They go to 14-0, and they will play in the Western Final here next Saturday against the winner of this game.
And not the right CD off here. But to think about that matchup between Pine Richland, who has only scored less than 42 points three times this year, against this Wilson defense, which has been the best in District 3. That's going to be a very fun matchup to watch if it happens. But hopefully the Rams can make a game of this here in the second half.
Brian Elliott and Deshaun Paul, far side. Peyton Shotgun on second and 10. Second and short, rather. They don't have the yardage marked off. As Peyton rolls, he's going to take off and run. Peyton to the outside. Will get out of bounds with 7 seconds to go into Wilson territory and down to the Bulldogs' 39-yard line. So one more play if they can get it and develop it quickly. They could potentially set up Kirshner, but it's going to have to be a quick play with 7 seconds to go in the half.
I don't think you have really time for that, and I don't think down 21-0 you're looking for a field goal either. I think this is just throw it up, see what happens, see if he can steal a touchdown at the buzzer here.
Or perhaps draw the penalty and get a quick first and goal. A.J. Millar, by the way, is going to be in a quarterback, so they're going to presumably just heave this one towards the end zone to our left. Peyton in the slot near side, receiver far side. Millar's going to look, fire near side. Pass is almost intercepted. Almost intercepted. Ooh. It was intended for Ryan Elliott, and jumping in front was Jala with 3 seconds to go in the half.
And that is flirting with disaster there. He is looking out for Ryan Elliott, and that was almost picked, and that's one of those, if it's picked and the Wilson defender is able to stay on his feet, that's going the other way.
Wilson will drop three back to play the goal line, and barring a penalty, this should be the final play of the half. Lawrence takes a snap, look, that's time, now he squirts out of the pocket, Rose is giving pressure, Millar's going to have to get set, turn around. Pressure still coming. Millar, the play stays alive. Has a chance to throw it. If he gets, he does, under it. Passes to the end zone and intercepted. There is a flag down in the end zone, but it may be for offensive pass interference.
That's going to depend on what they think here in the end zone. They spotted the ball there at the 1 yard line as if it was Wilson's football. If they call pass interference against Wilson, which it looks like they're going to do, it's going to give CD a shot at the 25-yard line.
It is pass interference on the Bulldogs.
That's a mistake, too, because it was way underthrown for where the CD receiver was in the end zone.
So we're going to have an untimed down here to end the half. And it is going to put the Rams. Ball's going to be marked at the 25, so it's not a spot foul. I spoke there a moment ago. It's not a spot foul in high school. Kirshner is going to try what amounts to a 42-yard field goal. Longest this season is 37. Missed from 38 against Harrisburg. Slight breeze going across the field. Doug Doms and Wilson will burn their final timeout to try to freeze Kirshner. Actually, that is Central Dauphin calling timeout.
Maybe it's second-guessing what they want to do here. I don't know. Freeze your own kicker. I guess it's the mindset of getting some points on the board before halftime. Yeah. Unfortunately for CD, a field goal, it's 3 points, but you're still down by 18. You're still down by three scores. But it's an untimed down from the 25-yard line. So, if you have faith in your kicker, I guess he can take the points.
Now, Kirshner, again, as long as 37 this season, did not miss that 38-yarder, by the way, by much at Harrisburg. So, he does have the range. Does he have enough leg on it here for a 42-yarder on an untimed play to close the first half? Phil Petrino to hold. Good snap. Kick is away. End over. And Kirshner is good. So Jake Kirshner with a career-long 42-yarder closes the half, and Central Dawson gets on the board. But Wilson still leads this one 21-3. We'll break down the first half, run down the stats, the scoreboard. Talk to Jeff Reinhardt at PennLive.com. That'll come your way next on the halftime show. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on WMSS, WMSSFM.com.
Gilligan's 2, located at 10 North Houck's Road, just a short drive from Landis Field, is open daily, and the kitchen is open until midnight. Daily drink specials and a menu filled with chicken, pasta, seafood, wings, burgers, and salads. Every Tuesday is trivia night. Gilligan's 2, a great place to stop in and celebrate a CD Rams victory, just a short drive from Landis Field. Online at gilligansbarandgrill.net. Their number is 652-2611. Gilligan's Bar and Grill, the place where friends meet. The Panther Ram Foundation supports programs directly benefiting students in Central Dauphin schools. With the cost of public education today and almost 11,000 students, the foundation is used to provide funding for essential educational needs such as extracurricular activities, enhanced learning activities, or providing food for our children to have a healthy nutrition over the weekend. The Panther Ram Foundation was formed in 2001 to complement students' academic experiences in the Central Dauphin School District with programs that will foster greater learning and understanding that might not be sustainable due to a lack of funding. Online at pantherram.org.
GPS Solutions, owned and operated by Anthony Cristillo, is a proud sponsor of Central Dauphin football. Serving the area's fleet tracking and paperless application needs, GPS Solutions LLC provides solutions for service industry fleets. Get rid of the paper and go paperless. Their phone number is 717-554-7512.
Ricker Construction, family-owned and operated since 1974, serving the community's construction, excavating, and snow removal needs. Ricker Construction specializes in utility services, access road installation, cell site construction, and commercial construction. With the winter months coming up, Ricker Construction is available for snow removal needs as well. Online at rickerconstruction.net. Their number is 648-8241. Ricker Construction, proud sponsor of the CD Rams football team.
Halftime here at Hershey Park Stadium. Eric Thomas with you as Wilson has a 21-3 lead over Central Dauphin. We're joined at halftime by Jeff Reinhardt from PennLive.com. Covers the LL and basically all of District 3 for the mothership, PennLive.com. And your thoughts on that first half? Wilson's defense very dominant there, really not allowing any running lanes for Central Dauphin.
Not at all.
And Jake Templin doing what Jake Templin does, which is pick defenses apart.
Yeah, not very flashy. Not the biggest guy in the world, but he just makes plays. CD has not established anything. They haven't established the pass. They haven't established the run. They go backwards. They had a pretty good first drive. They get a first down right out of the chute. And then they go backwards like three drives in a row. They can't get anything going. And, of course, they're going with the two quarterback thing. Payton made a great play before the half, I thought, to get them in field goal range. Kirshner now won from 42. So no shutout tonight. But I think Wilson's D so far has probably been the name of the game. Rosa with a really good play on the fumble recovery, going 33 yards the other way to the house. I thought that might have been a game changer early on.
And it certainly seemed like it. It still didn't have the feel, though, even when we got to the second quarter of a 14-0 game. Mm-hmm. It still felt like, you know, one score game or things go CD's way. I think the one thing to me that decided this game early on is Central Dauphin receiving the opening kickoff, because a lot of times this season they've deferred, they've gone on defense to start the game, yeah, set the tone with their defense. And, you know, I'm going to be honest here. I'm a little surprised that anybody in this game got the 21 points, let alone in the first half.
Yeah, I was saying downstairs, you know, first one to 20 wins, but I don't think anybody's going to get to 20. So the defensive touchdown helped, and then Wilson had two really good drives. A lot of plays, sucked up a lot of clock, established Dantzler, who's fun to watch. He's only 5'9", but he's
fun.
Bends, and he's got great juke moves, and he dances, and he gets to the corner. If he gets to the corner, he's gone. He had that 40-plus yard run down there to set up the second touchdown. So unlike CD, Wilson has established attacks, I thought, on both their scoring drives.
And I think the other thing that makes a big difference in this game is the fact that Wilson has, in that first meeting, you saw the first game between these two, Connor Ritter having to start at center. They have a different offensive line, looks like a more physical offensive line with Copeland in the middle, and that allows a guy like Connor Ritter to do things on defense and not have to worry about playing the other side of the football.
Exactly, and he swarms. I mean, all their backers swarm on D. I mean, it seems like Ritter and Zerbe and Scheinauer, and those guys play east to west, and they cover so much ground that even when a Serb or a keeper, if they get through that first wave, they're not getting much more than 3 or 4 yards because Wilson D swarms so well. Their backers are tough.
Yeah. I think it's also interesting, and you've been around this Wilson program more than anybody, maybe with the exception of Mike Drago from the Red Eagle.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be here. Everybody keeps saying they're not supposed to be here. They're not supposed to be here. They look like the team that has been here and done this year after year after year after year. The only difference is the numbers are changed now.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, their first three playoff games weren't overly impressive. 21-7 over Carlisle, 21-7 over Manheim Township, 9-6 over CDE.
They very easily lost that game.
They didn't blow the doors off of anybody. Yeah. All those games were third quarter, fourth quarter games where they had to make plays at the end to put it away. But tonight it was like flawless. I mean, two great scoring drives, a defensive touchdown, which is large, and the defense again. I mean, they haven't given up 7 points in a game, seven or more, in like 6 weeks, I think. So defense is their calling card, and they're showing it, I think, tonight.
Now, we still got 24 minutes of football to play. Yeah. Anything can obviously happen. We know that CD's defense can rise to the occasion, make something happen, and maybe shrink this lead here.
Yeah.
If Wilson hangs on and goes on to the Western Final next Saturday against Pine Richland.
Yeah.
A very potent passing attack.
Yes.
A very potent running attack.
Yeah.
A very physical offensive line.
Yeah.
What is going to get them over the hump and get them back here in 2 weeks to play for a state championship?
Well, Wilson will have the one thing that Pine Richland hasn't probably seen, and that's a defense. A swarming, attacking, terrific defensive end, guys who can contain and keep their quarterback in the pocket defense. And how about Pine Richland? This is their first year up in quad?
Yep.
And they win the Whitfield.
14-0, Quad North, Whitfield.
Score 49 today in a state game. That's really impressive. If I'm Wilson, I'm not looking at that yet. I think they're gonna take care of business and make sure they finish this game. They get the ball to start the third. I think they want a clock-eating drive, establish Dantzler again, hope Templin can bail them out on third and medium, third and long, and then get at least three every drive.
And the pressure on Templin tonight has pretty much been non-existent. He was sacked four times in that first game. I think hit something like 8 or 9 times, but still had the big run that basically sealed the game for him. He has not been pressured here tonight. That's a big reason why CD's not had any success getting off the field defensively.
Hardly at all, and that's Wilson's O-line playing big. Hey, you just said it a couple of minutes ago. They really weren't supposed to be the team that's here, but they're here, and they're motivated, and they're fired up, and they want a district title, and I love their defense.
Should we possibly two teams in for two more rounds next year?
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, they'll play in week 3, I guess, in West Lawn. With a lot of kids back, Wilson's got a lot of juniors
on
and
both
sophomores.
Sides. Sure. He's going to have a ton of guys back this year.
Yeah, if you look, Wilson's pretty much going to need a quarterback, but I'm sure they can find one there with 100 kids on the roster.
I'm pretty sure they'll be able to dig one up.
They take up
Jake Templin, and all he does is set the single season record for touchdown passes.
Yeah, if you break anything with Chad Henney's name next to it, that's pretty cool.
If you break anything with Kerry Collins' name next to it as well,
sure,
that's also pretty good.
Sure.
You were here last night, saw McDevitt and Calico. McDevitt rolled to a 41-0 win.
Yeah.
They play Central next week in the Western Final. You've got a team in the East from Somerset, or a team from the West in Somerset in the East Final, and a team from the East in McDevitt in the West Final next week. So, you know, of course, nobody was really a geography major, apparently, when they put the brackets together, but McDevitt 41-0. Archbishop Wood wins last night. Those two seem like they're on a collision course. You've seen McDevitt a couple times here in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, McDevitt's impressive. Their offense is just frightening. And talking to Coach Gingrich from Cocalico last night after the game, he just said, what do you do?
What do you do?
Their four wideouts could play anywhere. I mean, they're all basically Division I kids playing in high school. And Marsilio's fantastic. He got the time last night to find the kids.
I remarked to our friend Rob Pugliese, who called the game last night on the radio for McDevitt, the touchdown pass that Nick Marsilio threw in the first quarter. I watched the game and listened to Rob and Jimmy Obrook do the game on the radio, but watching him throw that pass, I just started laughing when it was in midair, thinking, who's stopping that?
Yeah, the one to Cortez in the corner down there. Into double coverage, and he made a great sliding catch. Marsilio was so impressive. He rarely has to step up. The O-line keeps him clean, and they give him a pocket. and the kid throws darts. And with the four of them, it's pick your poison. Who are you going to guard? Which safeties are you going to cheat over? And one of the four ends up with a linebacker or a 5'9" safety. And their receivers are outstanding. Defense is just phenomenal.
Defense getting better as well.
Yeah, back-to-back shutouts.
I keep bringing up the point that Andre Robinson didn't play for 5 weeks, and the best player at his position in the state of Pennsylvania is 5 weeks fresher than everybody else.
Oh, yeah, and that has helped. Yep. And I thought Jenkins did a great job filling the void, and he's a 1,000-yard back, too. Robinson is impressive. And having seen them two of the last 3 weeks, they hit you with the pass, hit you with the pass, hit you with the pass, get you in a hole, and then they ride Robinson. Especially in the second half when they want to kill clock and just put you away. They just ride Robinson, 5, 6, 7 carries per drive, and he's awesome. He's the best back I've seen in person this year. I know there's some kids across the state with some numbers, but Robinson is really impressive.
We're 2 weeks away from McDevitt, Archbishop Woods 3. Let's hope it happens. I personally hope it happens. No offense to the other teams that are left. Somerset's had a great year, but I think a lot of people would like to see McDevitt get another crack at them, and I'm not sure that. You know, sometimes you got to be careful with what you wish for. I understand that, but I think a lot of people want to see that third game.
And I talked to three or four McDevitt kids last night, and the obvious question was, "Hey, 5-time district champ in a row?" And all of them said, "That's great. We're happy, but we want to be here in 2 weeks. We want Wood. We want to get over this hump. We want to win a state title. We're due."
Maybe, see what happens. So we got a lot of football left to go. How do you see what does Central Dauphin have to do here in the second half to climb back in this game down 18?
How about a turnover? How about just don't let Wilson get in a routine? Get a pick, get a fumble, force a three and out. I think CD needs to score some way before Wilson scores again, because if Wilson scores again, you're looking at a four-drive deficit. That's going to be really hard to make up.
All right, you guys have a ton of coverage here tonight. You've got yourself, Eric Epler, Jeff Morrow, all downstairs working for PennLive.com. You can read Jeff's recap of this game on Penn Live after the game is over tonight. You guys will have all kinds of good stuff next week because you at least have one team that got through.
Yep.
And Bishop McDevitt, so I'm sure we'll be reading a lot about them coming up. And you'll obviously be following Wilson if they continue to roll here tonight and get through this and get to the Western Final next week.
Yep.
Appreciate you stopping
Thanks,
up, sir.
That's
Jeff Reinhardt from PennLive.com. We'll step aside for a timeout, 3-minute timeout. When we come back, Steve Leedy will have first half stats. We'll recap the scoring, and then we'll kick off the second half. Wilson leads it 21-3. This is the District 3 championship game on WMSS and WMSSFM.com.
Ted's Bar and Grill. Two great locations, same great wings. 6197 Allentown Boulevard and 1313 North 2nd Street in Midtown Harrisburg. Ted's has a brand new menu, and all food is made fresh daily. Daily lunch and dinner specials also available. Both locations open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to midnight, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Coming in the fall of 2015, a new location in West Hanover Township. Their number is 717-652-3832 for the Allentown Boulevard location, 717-232-2522 for the Midtown location. Online at www.tedsbarandgrill.com.
The CD Rams Club mission is to advance the great winning tradition of Central Dauphin through character development, academic development, and physical development of each player that enables them to reach their full potential while at Central Dauphin and in their lives after graduation. The core values of the Rams Club are hard work, selflessness, and enthusiasm. Online at cdschools.info/CD Rams Club. The CD Rams Club, proud sponsors of the Central Dauphin football team. Christopher's Pizza and Subs, located at 4422 Oakhurst Boulevard, just off Lingolstown Road, is a proud sponsor of the Central Dauphin Rams. Open 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Christopher's offers subs, pizza, salads, strombolis, and pasta. Dine in or take out. Pizza selections include Sicilian Square, Thick Crust, Chicken Parmesan, and Neapolitan Round Thin Crust. Their number is 540-9433. Christopher's Pizza and Subs, where every day is a pizza day.
St. Thomas Roasters, located in the heart of Lingolstown at 5951 Lingolstown Road, serves freshly brewed coffee, either piping hot or refreshingly iced every day. Breakfast sandwiches, smoothies, bagels, soups, and grilled paninis are also available. Live music featured every Friday and Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Custom-made gift baskets and private parties are also available. Online at www.stthomasroasters.com. Their phone number is 717-526-4171.
Gilligan Friends 2, located at 10 North Houck's Road, just a short drive from Landis Field, is open daily, and the kitchen is open until midnight. Daily drink specials and a menu filled with chicken, pasta, seafood, wings, burgers, and salads. Every Tuesday is trivia night. Gilligan's 2, a great place to stop in and celebrate a CD Rams victory, just a short drive from Landis Field. Online at gilligansbarandgrill.net, their number is 652-2611. Gilligan's Bar and Grill, a place where friends meet. The Panther Ram Foundation supports programs directly benefiting students in Central Dauphin schools. With the cost of public education today and almost 11,000 students, the foundation is used to provide funding for essential educational needs such as extracurricular activities, enhanced learning activities, or providing food for our children to have a healthy nutrition over the weekend. The Panther Ram Foundation was formed in 2001 to complement students' academic experiences in the Central Dauphin School District with programs that will foster greater learning and understanding and might not be sustainable due to a lack of funding. Online at pantherram.org.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, halftime. Eric Thomas, Steve Leedy with you. Wilson in front of Central Dauphin, 21-3. And again, a reminder that the winner of this game will move on to the Western Final next weekend to take on Pine Richland, who defeated State College earlier today, 49-29. With first half statistics and a scoring recap, here is Steve Leedy.
All right, we'll take a look at Central Dauphin first. Rushing the football, Dave Payton, 5 carries, 32 yards. Raleigh Serb, 9 for 22. Steve McNeil, 1 for 1. Receiving, McNeil caught 3 passes for 23 yards. Mitchell Nice, 1 for 8. Deshaun Paul, 1 for 3. And David Payton, 1 for 1. Passing the football, David Payton, 3 for 4 for 10 yards. A.J. Millar came in 4 for 9, 25 yards in the first half. Team totals for CD, 15 carries, 55 yards on the ground, 35 through the air, sacked once for a loss of 4, 86 yards total offense in the first half for the Rams. For Wilson, leading rusher has been Shane Dantzler, 10 carries, 32 yards. Jake Templin, 4 for 15. Receiving, Jake Gaiman, 4 catches, 66 yards. He has touchdown reception. Shane Dantzler, 4 for 27 yards. Alex Twyford, 1 for 15. Jake Templin, 9 for 14 passing, 108 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception in the first half. Team totals for the Bulldogs on the ground, 14 carries, 47 yards, 108 through the air, 155 yards total offense in the first half, again compared to 86 for the Rams. Scoring recap, first quarter, 5:18 left. Jake Gaiman, 24-yard touchdown reception from Templin. This point made it 7-0. And less than 3 minutes later, Austin Rosso on the ensuing drive picked up a fumble 35 yards into the end zone. It was 14-0 Wilson with 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the first quarter. Then CD went on an 11-play, 78-yard drive late in the second quarter, capped off by Jake Templin, 20-yard touchdown run. Our extra point made it 21-0, but with the remaining 29 seconds in the half, CD was able to get it down to the 25-yard line. Actually, they got it to the 40-yard line, threw one into the end zone, and pass interference was called against Wilson. So they got a 15-yard penalty, and they elected to take a 42-yard field goal attempt, which Jake Kirshner made good on. So that gives us our score here of 21-3 at halftime. Looking at the state football brackets, here's the scoreboard, and we can go over a complete scoreboard because this is the only game being played tonight. All the rest of the games were either played yesterday or earlier this afternoon. Single A, your semifinals are Bishop Guilfoyle and South Williamsport in the East. Guilfoyle bomb Camp Hill 62-21. South Williamsport 69-41 over Pius X. Out west, it is Clareton who beat Berlin Brothers Valley 52-24. Sharpsville who beat Kane 50-14. That's right. All the winners in single A have 50 or more on the board this week. Defenses need not apply. In double A, Wyomissing with a big victory earlier this afternoon over Montoursville, 45-28. They'll next play Dunmore, who beat Newman Gretti out of Philadelphia, 30-18. In the West, it is South Fant, Whitfield Champ. They beat Karnes City, 42-15. They'll play Hickory, who shut out District 6 Champ Tyrone, 28-0. Triple A, in the East, you have Archbishop Wood out of Philadelphia who killed Great Valley last night, 44-7, and they will play Somerset, the District 5 representative as they beat Bethlehem Catholic 30-0 at Chambersburg earlier this afternoon. Who saw that one coming? Speaking of shutouts, Bishop McDevitt shut out Cocalico last night, 41-0 in the District 3 AAA Championship. They will next play Central Valley, who beat Kinnaid 52-23. And Kinnaid, the previous week, took out Erie Cathedral Prep 14-7. But it'll be McDevitt and Central Valley. That's next Friday at Mansion Park in Altoona. Quad A games in the East, a good one this afternoon at Bethlehem Stadium as St. Joe's Prep beat Parkland 34-30. St. Joe's Prep led all game, and Parkland jumped out in front in the fourth quarter, but St. Joe's scored a winning touchdown in the fourth quarter for that one. They'll next play Pennsbury in the Eastern Final. They beat Coastville 21-14 in the District 1 Final. And, of course, the other game in the western half of the bracket, aside from this one, was Pine Richland beating State College 49-29. And here it's 21-3 at the half, and CD will kick off to Wilson here to start the second half. And there's no more room for error for the CD team. They've got to get a stop. They got to get the football back, get it back quick. They got to score some touchdowns. There's nothing else. There's no other analysis that needs to be done here. Got to get the football back quick. You got to get points.
And time becomes the great enemy here if Wilson goes on a long drive but does not score. So keep that in mind as well. Kirshner's run up and kickoff is an end over end that will be fielded by Dantzler at the 5. Dantzler 25, 30, 35, 40. 45, midfield flag comes in and hits one of the Wilson players in the head as Dantzler gets all the way into CD territory at the 45-yard line.
That flag almost went right through the face mask of one of the Wilson players.
And it is a hold on the Bulldogs, so that's going to negate part of that return. So a break for CD there as Dantzler got all the way into CD territory. Rams special teams has been a big plus this season, but on that kickoff return, despite the fact the penalty is going to take it back to the 39, is still Dantzler's going to get credit for getting a 34-yard return there. At least net after the penalty. First and 10 from the 39-yard line now. Templin in the shotgun. He's got two receivers to the far side. Two in the backfield. Snap. Templin looks to his left. Throws. Pass is caught by Fox. Midfield. Dives into CD territory. They're actually going to stay stopped at midfield on the Wilson side, but he's extremely close to a first down, and that will be enough to move the stick. And a first down for the Bulldogs on the first play of the second half with 11:39 to go in the quarter.
Now Wilson coming out, just wanted to make sure that CD doesn't get the idea that they're going to be one-dimensional here in the second half. They have faith in their quarterback, and they show it there.
To near side, now man of motion is Fox away from us. Shotgun snap, Templin, handoff to Dantzler, running left, big hole. Dantzler next level, another first down for the Bulldogs as he gets down to the Rams' 40-yard line on a 10-yard pickup.
Yeah, you weren't kidding, big hole. There was nobody over there in white for CD, and Dantzler had gotten about 7 yards to carry on his first 3 or 4 carries, but he had been bottled up on his previous 6, but that time gets 11.
Two near side, one far side. Shotgun for Templin. Sidecar is Dantzler to the right. First and 10 for the Rams, 40. Make the handoff to Dantzler. Templin rolls out to his right. Pass is thrown at the feet of Fox and incomplete. Reed Albright had the coverage for the Rams with 10:57 to go in the quarter.
Yeah, good coverage by Albright, too. Fox had nowhere to go, even if he would have caught that football.
CD defense can dial up here. They have got to get off the field already in this third quarter. And 57 to go as Wilson breaks the huddle, attacking the end zone to our right. Trips near side. Templin in the shotgun. Dantzler to his right. Copeland the center. Eighth game at center. Templin rolls out, throws near side. Game in the catch on the screen. Pass is caught, gets across the 40 and down to the 36 on a gain of 4. That's going to bring up third down and about 6 for the Bulldogs offense, as the clock will wind at 10:40. They go Arshon Downing back in the lineup for CD defensively. Rams stay with their customary four-man front. Enzo Robinson and Parsons. Guzman and, rather, that's Gabriel in there, along with Joe Williams. Two near side, one far side. Shotgun for Templin. Draw to Dantzler. Dantzler running right side, 30, 25, first down, 20, and taken down over the 20 and stopped there on a 16-yard pickup and another first down for the Bulldogs with 10 to go. They continue to gash the front of that CD defensive line.
At that time, the hole was on the right side, and give Dantzler some room, and he shows why he has over 1,500 yards on the season now. A big first down for Wilson is, now, if anything, the field goal at the end of the half helps against the Wilson field goal here if they have to kick one.
First and 10 at the Rams 20-yard line. As Templin will take his time, Rams.
The left guard, Pete Widener, had to come out. He had an equipment issue.
So in his place, Nate Bentz, 5'10", 201-pound senior. First and 10, Bulldogs. Templin will be in the shotgun. Two receivers to the far side. Game in lineup tight near side. Shotgun snap goes over the head of Templin, and Parsons got in the backfield. I don't think he realized where the ball was. He went after the player instead of the ball, but Templin is able to corral it, but it's back to the 29-yard line, and a loss of 9 for the Bulldogs. That'll bring up third and long.
That was almost the break that the Rams needed there. It's unfortunate for CD and fortunate for the Bulldogs that the ball bounced exactly where it did. Again, that's twice now that Templin had mishandled it or fumbled it and knew exactly where the football was and got back on it.
Beg your pardon, it's second and 19. Either way, Templin has trips far side, twins near side. Back to pass, throws. Pass is caught by Fox. Lee Fry's right there to stop him at the 25. And he's pushed down there, short of the original line of scrimmage by about 5 yards. That's going to keep it third and long. With 8:43 to go. And Wilson is up 21-3. This is the first possession for either team here in the second half. And the Bulldogs are wasting away at time here. And that is possibly more important right now than a score. Templin will have third and 15. Two receivers near side, one far side. They'll run out to his receiver to call out the play. Officials will call a timeout here.
That's Widener again. They're still jacking around with his helmet out there.
Looks like it might be jarred loose chin strap wise. He's actually going to have to check out of the game again.
Yep.
And Bentz will come back in there at that left guard spot. Rams have to hurry up and get switched around here as Peyton and Downing are switching ends here, switching sides. Templin will be in the shotgun. He's got two near side, one far side. Snap fake to Dantzler. Templin throws. Pass down the seam, or the sideline, rather, is incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down and 15.
Not sure if the kicker Hart has the leg for this. His long on the season is actually 34 yards. So not sure if he's got the leg for a what would be a 42-yarder. So it looks like the offense will stay in here for the Bulldogs. And this is an absolute must-stop here for CD.
Fourth and 15 from the 25. Rams would take over deep in their own territory. Jala, Walbert, and Howell are far side. It is Gaiman and Fox near side. Empty for Templin on fourth and 15. Senior stands in the shotgun, takes a good snap. Pressure coming, throws, pass is incomplete. Dylan Weaver had the coverage on Gaiman that time. Turnover on down. And the Rams will take over as Templin got annihilated on the throw as well. And he is slow to get up. Remember, he had that AC joint injury earlier in the season that affected him the first time these two teams met. And he is slow walking off the field.
And CD elected to dial up the blitz there and just send the house. And one-on-one coverage everywhere else. And you just hope he can get to the quarterback in time, force Templin to throw that football out hot, incomplete. And the Rams get the football back here, down 21-3.
A.J. Millar in at quarterback for the Rams. They have the double tight Gabriel and also Malott are split each way. Millar looks, throws, screen pass is caught by McNeil. McNeil following his block. It's across the 30 and up to the 35, and is taken down over the 35 at the 36. And he has enough on an 11-yard pickup for a Rams first down with 7:48 to go in the third.
And that catch and run is about what you would expect when a fullback catches the football, as McNeil gets some tough yards, picks up the first down for the Rams.
Palat's going to line up tight near side. They have double tight in there again. Man in motion towards us is Gabriel, so they go triple tight. Now Malott's out wide to the near side. Shotgun for Millar on first and 10. Serve in motion away from us. High snap. Millar's going to take off. Trying to get to the outside. The Wilson defense is there. And it's Howell who steps up from the corner spot around Malott's attempt to block him to take Millar down. Good job by Connor Howell. This Wilson defense is so fundamentally sound. And you'd expect nothing less.
Nah, and the numbers dictate that they have coming into this game. What average just, I believe, between 10 and 11 points a game. You know this is a stout unit. And really, that's kind of what they had to lean on coming into this year, because they returned no starters on the offense. They had four come back from last year's team on defense.
Aiden Weaver and Serb far side. McNeil the back. Millar looks, pumps, throws, pass is almost intercepted. It is! Is intercepted on the tip drill. As off and running is Osorio, the defensive tackle. He fumbles the football, and it looks like he fumbled it back to central offense. And the Rams will get it back. The old double turnover play. Millar had the timing down, but the pass got tipped. He was trying to throw for Payton on the far side. And Osorio was right there to pick it off. And he fumbles it back to CD, so we reset everything, and the Rams will take over on their own 20-yard line with 6:25 to go in the quarter.
The only bad thing is, in that loss on the play of 17 yards, but the good thing is the Rams still have the football. But every 10, 15 yards takes another minute off the clock. So if nothing else, it works for Wilson in a way.
It is not easy for anybody to pick up yardage against this Wilson defense. You cannot give up any at all. Millar under heavy pressure. Pass tipped and almost intercepted again. Mike Schnauer had his hand on it. Millar was trying to throw for the tight end, Salik, over the middle. And Schnauer was just right there to put his paw up and knock it down.
Yeah, that pass was off the mark. It was just behind Salik. And he's lucky to have that one just be incomplete.
6:20 to play, third quarter. Wilson in front, 21-3. Templin has accounted for two touchdowns tonight. The third was Austin Rosa's fumble return. It's actually the second touchdown scored, but Templin has accounted for two of the three. As Millar rolls out, looks to his near side. Pressure coming. Millar sidearms it out of bounds to the Wilson sideline and incomplete. And Wilson coaches seated a couple boots down from us, want a late flag on CD for after the whistle. Not going to get it, though. Millar took a shot on the throw. It's going to bring up third and 10 with 6:11 to go in the quarter.
And again, not a bad decision from Millar. He had nowhere to go, nothing to do. He just had to get rid of it. Now
the flag.
Flag comes out. What are they going to call here? Grounding?
Intentional grounding is the call on A.J. Millar. Now, I will ask you this, because CD did have a receiver on the near sideline. Millar was out of the pocket.
I don't think the pocket rule applies in high school. But still, there was a CD receiver down around the 30-yard line, and he threw it well out of bounds, but still.
And not only that, but to lobby, there was two Wilson players there seemingly lobbying for the penalty. And they were given the penalty. As the officials here are all sorts of confused, it seemed initially. You know, and I'm okay with players who will state their case after a play. But to stand there while the officials are conferring and seemingly ask for the penalty a good minute or two after the play is over is what I have to question. And either way, it's going to back the Rams up a chunk.
It's 5 yards from the spot of the foul, and it lost it down. Now it's going to be third down and about 17 here, back to the 13-yard line.
Third and 17, Rams zone, 13-yard line, two receivers far side, shotgun from Alar. Got two backs to his right. On third and 17, the sophomore takes the snap. They will go delay with Serb. Serb trying to bounce to the outside. He's going to get stood up and dropped over the 10 as he gets to the 12 and not even close to the line of scrimmage that time, as it is Ritter, Howell, and Rosa all there converging for the stop, and that'll bring up fourth down.
Nothing has worked against this Wilson run defense at all. I mean, when you look at Raleigh Serb, 10 carries, 21 yards. Yeah, that's going to get it done for CD here tonight.
Kirshner to punt. Pressure coming, and Kirshner got away. A nice one that will bounce into CD territory. Kirshner went down on the plane. It looked like the ball may have hit a Wilson player, but no call, as Downing will down it over the 40 at the 39. So Wilson will take over at its own 39-yard line with 5:21 to go. 17 minutes and change of game clock left here, and it is getting very, very late for the CD team right now, down 21-3.
All right, Eric, I know I promised you a couple of trivia questions here at halftime, and I will ask you, when was the last time either of these teams did not make the district playoff? Think about it.
Shotgun for Templin. Two receivers far side. He pitches to Dantzler. Running left. Gets a good block. Dantzler across the 40 and up to the 44-yard line on a gain of 5. That'll bring up second down and 5. CD has made it just about every year under McNamee. I think they actually have made it at least to the first round every year under Glenn McNamee. There was the 1 year that the Rams did not make it, I believe in 2004, under Paul Plott. There was a 5-5 season somewhere in there. Templin will take the shotgun snap, run up the middle, get across the 45 to the 46. And he has stopped there after a 3-yard pickup. So that's going to bring up third down and short with 4.5 minutes to go in third quarter. Wilson's still up by 18.
And a huge play here for CD defensively. Third down and 3. You got to get a stop here. Time is running out on you. You got 16 minutes left in this ball game, and you need to score 3 touchdowns.
It helps having the whole CD history in a book right in front of me as well.
Doesn't help you for Wilson, though.
But every District 3 bracket is in there. As play blown dead here at the snap. And we have a timeout called on the field by Wilson with 3:57 to go in the third quarter. And Wilson up 21-3. There was the year that CD went 5-5, and it was under Paul Plott. George Chomp also had a 5-5 season, I believe, somewhere in there. And I want to say that was 2003.
2003 CD was 6-4 and did not qualify for the playoffs. But actually, you got the wrong team. It was Wilson. And the year was 2005 when they did not make the playoffs. They were 7-3 that year, and I'm sure they just missed out because a 7-3 team in Quad A typically makes it. But they did not that year. And the second part, the follow-up to that question was going to be, when was the last time that both teams were not in the District 3 playoffs? And that was 2003, the last time CD made.
And keep in mind, in 2003, we were still at that point where they only took 4 teams at that point. The 4 teams, Cumberland Valley, Harrisburg, Lancaster, McCaskey, and Reading, and CV beat Reading 32-14 in the District final.
Indeed. But it's been. But you look at this Wilson team and what they've done over the past number of years. Since that 2005 season, you look at number of wins: 11, 9, 14, 11, 11, 12, 13, 12. I mean, that's just an incredible run. 50 straight league games won by this Wilson team. It's a great stretch for this team.
Templin pitches to Dantzler on 3rd-and-3. Dantzler will have the first down as he gets into Rams territory. a shade over the 50-yard line, tackled that time on the play by Adam Thornton and also Steve McNeil, but not before he gets the first down. And you can make the case, too, that these are the two best teams in District 3, at least over the last 5 to 6 years, as CD has run off four consecutive division championships as well. So not the undefeated pedigree that Wilson has in league, but they certainly have put themselves in a position to win games. Templin's passed the game in. Gaiman gets to the outside, tiptoes over on the CD sideline, short of the first down, across the 45 to the 44 on a 6-yard pickup, and that'll bring up second down and 4. Third quarter essentially all but gone here, 3 minutes and 27 seconds. There is a flag on the play at the 50, and it appears to be a hold on Wilson.
That's good news for the Rams, because that'll make it a little more difficult for this Bulldog team. They get a 1st and 20. I mean, as tough as it has been for CD to move the football, Wilson hasn't been able to really run rampant over the CD team. Now, 1st and 20 is a tough get for this team.
Trips near side, shotgun for Templin, throws, pass, caught by Fox, and Reed Albright is right there to drop him for a loss. Back across the 40 at the 39. So a loss of 1 that time will push the Bulldogs back further. And that will bring up 2nd down and 21 with 3:07 to go in the third quarter. But again, going back to the point here, really the down and distance at this point matters nothing, because the clock is what continues to be the issue for Central Dauphin right now. 2:50 to go in the quarter. Twins to the far side, receiver near side, Dantzler to the right of Templin. Stands in the shotgun on 2nd and 21. The senior quarterback awaits the snap, takes it, pressure coming. Templin looks, scrambles out of the pocket. Now he scrambles back to the near side, is looking to uncork it downfield, and then stepping up to make a play on Templin is, again, Reed Albright, and he will string Templin out back over the line of scrimmage. Going to mark Templin back at the 37-yard line. But the loss of 2 again, and that will bring up 3rd down and a mile.
The bad thing is they called his momentum stop before it was drug out of bounds, so the clock continues to run here.
2:05 to go in the quarter. 2 far side, 1 near side. Shotgun for Templin. Dantzler to his left on 3rd and 23 from the Bulldogs' 37-yard line. Templin a screen pass to Dantzler. Albright is there again. Dantzler shakes him away, and then Jordan Hatcher comes in to clean him up at the 35. On another loss of 2, and that'll send out the punting unit with 1:44 to go in the quarter. So the Rams get a little bit of field position here after that nice stand defensively, and the holding penalty obviously helped them out. Klein will be out to punt. Fry will stand back around his own 40-yard line. Malik has been itching to break one to the house.
That would be a good time.
That would be the absolute optimal time to do so, as Klein will punt from left to right. It's a good snap. Klein gets it. Pressure coming. Blocked. The kick is blocked. Micah Parsons got through there and blocked another one. Who else would get in there to block a kick? Eli Robinson was also in there. The Rams special team, when they needed it most, it's not the big return by Fry, it's another block kick by this special teams unit. And now, finally, the Rams get a short field to work with. Down by 18, 1:05 to go in the quarter. Millar at quarterback, 2 receivers near side, 1 far side. McNeil to the left of Millar, and in motion towards us. Give, serve. Trying to bounce to the outside and hit the hole. He tripped and got down to the 20-yard line. It's a 7-yard pickup, and that'll bring up 2nd down and 3 as we're under 1 minute to go in the quarter.
A 7-yard run for Serve there, and that's his best run in a long time. He's had about 8 yards in his last 7 carries.
Rams would be wise to hurry up here and try to maximize the time left in the quarter. As there is about 15 on the play clock, they're going to have to run. They're going to have time to run at least one more play, unless the clock at least stops on a 1st down. They can get one more play out. Peyton's wide to the far side. Eye formation behind Millar. fast play action. Millar looks, throws, Peyton has his man beat, and he makes the catch, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Great effort by Peyton, leaping up over Gaiman, gets both hands on the football, and more importantly, gets 6 points on the board for the Rams as they are not out of this football game yet. They got what they needed, get the big punt block, and then convert it almost immediately into points after two plays. Much needed for the green and white. 15.4 to go in the quarter. Phil Petrino to hold for the point after. Jake Kirshner kicked to the uprights to our left. Millar to Peyton. The two quarterbacks team up for the 20-yard touchdown pass. Snap. Kick is away. End over end. Game on. 21-10. Wilson leads. 15 to go in the quarter. This is the District 3 Quad A Championship on WMSS and WMSSFM.com.
GPS Solutions, owned and operated by Anthony Cristillo, is a proud sponsor of Central Dauphin Football. Serving the area's fleet tracking and paperless application needs, GPS Solutions LLC provides solutions for service industry fleets. Get rid of the paper and go paperless. Their phone number is 717-554-7512.
We're still fresh. After 30 years in the making, this is WMSS Middletown.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Steve Leedy with you. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Our new score, Central Dauphin, has cut into that Wilson lead 21-10 off the 20-yard touchdown pass from sophomore quarterback A.J. Millar to his senior counterpart, David Payton, junior counterpart David Payton. And that makes an 11-point game now. And the CD defense, maybe now with a little bit of juice going into that fourth quarter, if they can come up with another big stand and get short field again. Kirshner has it teed up 40 near hash. Howell and Dantzler back deep to receive. Remember last time Dantzler had the return negated by the hold. As Kirshner runs up, boots it away. This one is end over end, angling towards the corner, and it's going to bounce into the end. So they're going to mark it out of bounds at the one.
Yep, they got to throw the flag.
That looked like it got inside the pylon and out for the touchback, but they're going to say it was out of bounds to one, so Wilson's going to take over first and 10 from its own 35-yard line. Now, it's not essentially the worst thing in the world. It negates a return, but Wilson's still going to get pretty good starting field position here with 15 seconds to go in the quarter.
Yeah, it's effectively the difference of 15 yards, but in this game, 15 yards is tough 15 yards.
A.J. Millar on the season at Peyton's first receiving touchdown pass of the season. And for Millar, that was his sixth touchdown pass. Peyton's out of corner. He's played both ways just about the whole night. Rams go with a four-man front. On first and 10 here from the 35. Templin in the shotgun, trips far side. Handoff. Dantzler, and he's hit right away and dropped. Joe Williams gets in there and tackles Dantzler for a loss. And that'll do it for the third quarter. So after a long Wilson drive, the block punt shifts momentum ever so slightly, and the Rams get a nice tackle for loss to end the third quarter there, and we'll go to the fourth quarter. Wilson leads it 21-10. This is the District 3 Quad A final on WMSS and WMSSFM.com.
Ricker Construction, family-owned and operated since 1974, serving the community's construction, excavating, and snow removal needs. Ricker Construction specializes in utility services, access road installation, cell site construction, and commercial construction. With the winter months coming up, Ricker Construction is available for snow removal needs as well. Online at rickerconstruction.net. Their number is 648-8241. Ricker Construction, proud sponsor of the CD Rams football team.
Ted's Bar and Grill. Two great locations, same great wings. 6197 Allentown Boulevard and 1313 North 2nd Street in Midtown Harrisburg. Ted's has a brand new menu, and all food is made fresh daily. Daily lunch and dinner specials also available. Both locations open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to midnight, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Coming in the fall of 2015, a new location in West Hanover Township. Their number is 717-652-3832 for the Allentown Boulevard location, 717-232-2522 for the Midtown location. Online at www.tedsbarandgrill.com.
here at Hershey Park Stadium. Start of the fourth quarter, Eric Thomas, Steve leading with you. Wilson has it, second and 11 from their own 34-yard line. Templin looks to his right, throws, pass caught by Fox. He is tackled immediately by David Payton over the 35 and up to the 37 on a three-yard pickup, and that will bring up third down and about 8 yards to go for the Bulldogs as the clock ticks here. CD's down 21-10. After that third quarter in which we saw another punt block by the special teams unit for the Rams, a touchdown pass from A.J. Millar to David Payton. Now we got to 21-10. Rams trying to ride that momentum here and get another stop on third down and get the ball back and try to inch ever so closer to Wilson. Shotgun snap to Templin. Play action. He rolls. Good protection by Dantzler. Templin takes off and runs. He's tracked down from behind by Rashawn Gabriel. Gets up to the 44-yard line.
And just short and of the first down.
Just short. So this is decision time here for Doug Dom. Up 11.
I don't think there's much of a decision here.
They are going to punt.
Yeah. You got to punt the football away. You can't. I don't think you can take the risk in going for it here. You got to trust your defense and trust that you don't get your own punt blocked again.
Ryback deep to receive, standing just over his 30 at the 32. Klein will punt from right to left. Slight cross breeze from the CD sideline over to the home sideline.
Delay.
There's a delay of game. Kind of terrible penalty, but again, it's going to give the Rams 5 yards. You just remarked a couple minutes ago about the yardage, even if it's the slightest amount, mattering in this game. So Fry can now work his way up to the 36.
And another thing that does is I wouldn't have put it past anybody to try just a short snap to the up guy and just to try to burrow it up the middle, especially if you believe the other team's just bringing everything.
So Klein will punt. Fry standing at his 35. The snap gets it away. End over end. Malik is going to let this one hit, and it's going to take a big Wilson bounce. Fry needs to get away. He picks it up at the 15, across the 15. And he's going to be stood up shy of the 20 and stop there at the 18-yard line. Dangerous return by Malik Fry. Trying to make something happen there for the Rams with 10:17 to go in the game. And he's down by 11.
I understand the willingness to make something happen, but the law of physics and geometry and whatever you want to call it, the football is a strange shape. And when it's bouncing, you don't know where it's going to go. You don't know if that point's going to end up on the ground. And when you're standing about 2 feet away from the football when it's bouncing, you're not sure if it's going to bounce right into you. He played with fire there and got away with it.
On a cold night, nonetheless, and that ball's hard to handle as it is.
Yeah.
So the Rams have it first and 10, own 18-yard line. They will send Nice and Payton out to the left side. Near side is Serb, shotgun from Millar. First and 10, all-important drive for the Rams here, trying to get closer. They give to Serb. Follows McNeil's block, slips on his own, and falls down shy of the line of scrimmage.
And he's trying to make the cut, but just lost the footing on the turf here at Hershey Park Stadium.
They're actually going to give him a yard?
Yeah, because when he was losing his footing, he just kind of dove forward a little bit.
Under 10 to go. Rams attack the end zone to our right. 21-10 Wilson. Winner gets Pine Richland next week in the West Final. Exciting time to be determined, but it's going to be Saturday at some point. Shotgun snap for Millar. Fake to Serb. Look, pressure coming, throw back to Serb. It is well blocked. Serb can take off. Gets the first down, 40, 45, and across the 45. And a big first down for Central Dawson with 9:28 to go in the game.
A very nice run after the catch by Serb. As he caught it out in the flat, and you said it right. The CD had that blocked very well. Goes for a gain of 26 yards, and CD on the move.
First is 10 from the 45. Millar in the shotgun. He's got two near side. Extra blocker, rather, that is the blocker, McNeil. Millar's going to roll out to his right. Look, fire, pass is caught on the comeback route by Knight into Wilson territory, and he's going to get forward progress. He was shoved back that time by Fox, the safety. Shy of the 45-yard line, out of the 47. So it is a gain of 8. That'll bring up second down and a short 2 with 8:50 to play. This Masters Championship on the line. These two perennial powers duking it out here tonight in a game that has been controlled mostly by Wilson in the first half. It is now kind of hanging around right now in the balance. Serve gets the handoff, follows the block, gets across the 45, down into the 45 on a two-yard pickup and enough for the Rams' first down. Clock will stop momentarily with 8:34 to play.
They're going to give them the first. They should give them the first down. It looks like it's good enough. Yeah, they're going to move the chains. The ball just across the 45.
Millar quick to run back to get the play from head coach Glenn Mack. Middle flop fullback Gabriel out, and Steve McNeil is back in. First and 10 from the Wilson 45-yard line. Rams have got to have it right now. Dylan Weaver lined up wide to the far side, and Deshaun Paul switching here. They're confused. Rams will burn a timeout. And with 8:09 to go, we will step aside for a timeout as well. This is the District 3 Championship game on WMSS and WMSSFM.com.
The CD Rams Club mission is to advance the great winning tradition of Central Dauphin through character development, academic development, and physical development of each player that enables them to reach their full potential while at Central Dauphin and in their lives after graduation. The core values of the Rams Club are hard work, selflessness, and enthusiasm. Online at cdschools.info/CD Rams Club, the CD Rams Club, proud sponsors of the Central Dauphin football team.
Back here at Hershey Park Stadium, Eric Thomas, Steve Leedy with you. As we have 8:09 to go out of the timeout for the Rams, they will have it first and 10 from the Wilson 45-yard line. CD trails 21-10. They're trying to get within 4 points here and put some more pressure on Wilson, and the defense can maybe rise to the occasion again. It'll be Deshaun Paul and Dylan Weaver to the far side, serve near side. He goes in motion away from us now. Shotgun snap to Millar. Pitch to McNeil, and he gets bumped into and will be taken down after a short gain of 2. That'll bring up second down and 8 with 7:56 to go in the contest.
Yeah, good idea there how they were trying to use Serb as a decoy on a pitch and then give the underneath shovel pass there to McNeil, the fullback. Unfortunately, that Wilson defensive front has been tough all night.
Each team has 2 timeouts remaining. That really doesn't matter at this point. 2 near side, 1 far side. Snap to Millar. Look, fires, passes, caught. Low and incomplete now. They rule it tonight. As he was going to be shy of the first down anyway, that's going to bring up 3rd down and 8 with 7:28 to go. Rams got to be thinking here, 4 down territory, down 11.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
So you could possibly take a chance here on 3rd down. And even perhaps run the ball. Nothing's off the table, essentially, here on 3rd and 8, knowing that they're going to have to go for it on 4th down. They will break the huddle. Millar in the shotgun. He's going to have Peyton and Dylan Weaver near side. Going to roll near side. Get set. Fire back across. Looking for Peyton deep, and it's incomplete. Double coverage was there with Fox and Gaiman, and that was overshot. It's a good overthrow. But that'll bring up 4th and 8.
And it's a must-go here for CD. That time, Millar had all the coverage in the world because I think he had about 9 guys blocking for him. Peyton was the only guy running deep. That's why he had about 2 or 3 red shirts around him.
Rashawn Gabriel's going to come in, but David Peyton's going to be out. Play clock down to 19 as Millar comes off the sideline. 4th and 8 from the Wilson 43-yard line. Rams trail 21-10, attacking the end zone to our right. Weaver wide near side, serve wide far side. Shotgun from Millar. 4th and 8. Gabriel's going to switch ends now. Line up tight end right. Snap to Millar. Going to roll. Look, he's got pressure coming. Gets set. He's going to have to unload it. AJ, you got to throw it. He does. Down the field. Pass is intercepted. Intercepted and off and running is Fox, twisting his way around the CD player. Gets in the open field. Fox has blockers down in front. And this is going to be taken down as Fox gets into CD territory and tackled by Millar at the 39-yard line.
Well, it's just like a punt. It was 4th down. Millar had to throw it. So I can't blame the interception. But
What a great play by Millar. I mean, he throws the interception, and then Fox is coming down the field. He had, what, four blockers in front of him. Millar was the only guy left, and for some reason, Fox went the only route that he could go where he didn't set up his blockers, and Millar buried him. I mean, that was a great play by Millar.
Great play. Unfortunately, it had to take place in CD territory at the 39-yard line. So Wilson has it in plus territory. Two receivers, far side, one near side. Shotgun for Templin. Dantzler to his right. Snap, handoff, Dantzler. Dantzler between the hashes. Down across the 39 in the line of scrimmage, down to the 36 on a pickup of three, and that'll bring up second and seven.
Now it's the clock grind for Wilson. Up by 11, 6:43 and counting. They're just going to keep this football on the ground and keep that clock moving. And you have to feel pretty good now because you just don't have the feeling that CD can score two touchdowns. There's not enough time to do it in a game. So you want to make the game as short as possible. Watch the play clock get down to about 2 seconds every snap.
Those get down to one when they hand off to Dantzler out of the shotgun again. Dantzler is across the 35, taken down at the 34. It's a gain of three. That'll bring up third down and five as the clock will wind down to 6 minutes to play here from Hershey Park Stadium. Clear night, temperature dropping just slightly here in the second half, about 32 degrees out right now. Coming up in our postgame show, we'll hear from Central Dauphin head coach Glenn McAmey. Final stats, recap scoring, and one way or another, we'll look ahead either to next season or to next Saturday. Right now, with 5:30 to go in this contest, it's looking more like we're going to do a quick review and a quick preview of next year. Snap to Templin, handoff Dantzler, Parsons giving chase, bounces into Joe Williams, bounces off of Joe Williams, stays on his feet, flag comes in, and we may have a face mask on CD, and that's going to be a personal foul. Initially, it looked like a personal foul, and that's going to give Wilson 15. Either way, it's going to be an automatic first.
Yeah, Dantzler was stood up, and CD's just grabbing and poking at the football. It's going to be a 5-yard face mask, but regardless, it's going to be a first down. And importantly for the Bulldogs, it keeps that clock moving with another fresh set of downs.
Take the ball all the way down to the 25-yard line. 5:23 to go. Rams can ill afford to give anything up. They line up in their four-man front. Parsons, Gabriel Williams, and Eli Robinson from right to left. Pitch to Dantzler. Dantzler running right, runs into a wall and gets dropped as he gets down across the 25 to the 23. 2-yard pickup, second and eight. Again, the yardage picked up here on first, second, third down, whatever the case, really does not matter. It just matters for Wilson. They keep running that clock.
Yep, under 5 minutes now. Dantzler, by the way, 19 carries, 77 yards on the night. But against this Ram defense, that's tough sled.
Almost feels like he has double that the way he's run.
It almost feels that way, but yeah, it's been tough for him to run past the first about four carries of the game.
Pitch to Dantzler running right. Albright giving chase. Tackled at the 20. It's three more, and that's going to bring up third down and five.
It's especially tough now because you know CD's playing against the run. I mean, Wilson's got to keep it on the ground to try to get this clock killed as quickly as possible, so they're going to keep it on the ground.
Here we go, third down and five. Clock winds, under 4 minutes to go. Third and five from the Central Dauphin 20-yard line. Wilson attacking the end zone to our left, up 21-10. They're trying to salt this one away and win the district championship for the first time since 2012. Hand off, no, but Templin keeping, and Templin carrying the pile across the 20, down to the 19, give him the 19, and that'll be a yard pickup, bring up fourth and four with 3:30 to go. Now, Wilson's in Nick Hart range, but
no.
They are absolutely going to leave the offense out on the field and try to just ice this one right now.
No, I'm sure they have seen film on Michael Parsons, I'm sure they've seen what he did to a punt earlier in this game, and there is no way that Wilson is going to risk kicking a field goal here and possibly getting it blocked in return for a touchdown.
What they are going to do is let the play clock run down to about two seconds and then call timeout.
Yeah.
And that'll take the clock under 3 minutes. And when Templin and Wilson do call timeout, there'll be 2:55 left here on the clock, 2:54. And they will just have to try to pick up 4 yards. And that, for all intent and purposes, will do it then.
Yeah. Not yet. CD still has 2 timeouts left. So, I mean, they can still get the football back with a little bit of time. But you've got to, you know, obviously, prevent Wilson from scoring here. And you're going to have a long field in front of you. And that's, you know, that's that I think is the kind of the difference between this team this year and the 2011 team. You know, you look at both teams. Very solid defensive teams, but that 2011 team had more weapons on offense than this team, and they could score quickly if they needed to. It's asking a lot for CD to come back and score 2 times here in the last 3 minutes to try to win the football game. I mean, you got some playmakers, and you know, obviously they're going to try their darndest to do it, but. They need a stop here. They certainly need a stop here to give them as much time as possible to try to get back here.
There we go. 4th and 4 from the 19. Templin in the shotgun. Dantzler's the deep back. 2 receivers near side, 1 far side. They're lined up tight. Templin looks. Pass throws. Tipped and knocked down. And the turnover on downs occurs here. And CD will get it back with 2:50 to go, down 21-10.
Now the Rams look with a long field in front of them, and you know, now you got to see what your offense can do. You know, any play you got, now's the time to pull it out.
Rams will take over here. They attack the end zone to our right. They need 2 scores. To either tie or win this up. Touchdown, 2 point, a field goal, or 2 touchdowns. Millar throws, pass overshoots everybody. Dylan Weaver was the intended receiver. That pass incomplete. That'll bring up 2nd and 10 now with 2:46 to play.
It was open, just overthrown. Would have been good for about 10 yards had it been able to make the connection there.
Coming up on our postgame show, we will talk to Central Dolphin head coach Glenn McNamee. And if form holds here, it'll be the final time we will hear from the head coach this season. Make to serve as Millar rolls out. They go throw back again. Wilson's all over this time. And they will tackle serve as he gets across the 20 up to the 22 on a short gain of 3, and that'll bring up 3rd down. So you look back at what CD's been able to accomplish this season, a team that many people thought was going to go 5-5.
They were not supposed to be here. They are here a year early. And, you know, the accomplishment that this team has had is tremendous. And they're certainly looking good for a run next year.
We'll talk a little bit about that in the postgame show tonight. As Millar rolls out, gets set, fires it deep down the near side. Bass is going to be almost intercepted, knocked away, as David Payton made a good defensive play offensively to knock it away from Fox, and that will bring up 4th down and 7.
Yeah, that's all Payton could do there. Fox is in position to make the play. Now it's down to 1 play and needs 7 yards. You have to move the chains to keep the drive alive, so you don't have to throw it deep here. You just need it 7 yards downfield.
Fourth and 7, perhaps last-ditch effort here for the Rams, down by 11, and a timeout is going to be called by Glenn McNamee and CD with 2 minutes to go in the contest, facing a 4th down and 7. Take a look at some of the guys that are going to be back next year for the Rams. They have a lot coming back next season, especially defensively here, as their offensive line could be pretty good next season. Mike Osborne's one of the guys that we'll keep an eye on in the offseason, as he was injured for most of this season, was expected to start. We'll keep an eye on him during the offseason and see if he's able to get back into form and earn one of the starting jobs next year. But just to name a few of the guys that'll be back next season, you look at both quarterbacks. David Tate and A.J. Millar are back. Raleigh Serb is back. Micah Parsons, of course, will be back. Mitch Nice will be back. Their offensive line, Evan Childs. Thomas Whitcomb got some playing time towards the end of the season. Leo Guzman's been a starter all year. You look at the rest of the defense with Adam Thornton, who's played very well. Here it is, 4th and 7. Millar is going to go down and is sacked in the backfield by Austin Rosa, and that, with 1:53 to go, will turn it over on downs, and A.J. Millar is shaken up.
Yeah, Rosa coming from the left side of the defensive front, right side of the offensive line, and just got around the corner, and it was just open season. He had nobody on him, and Millar didn't see it coming. And an exclamation point for this Wilson defense here tonight. They played an outstanding game all game long. And it's going to set up that offense versus defense matchup next week against Pine Ridgeland. Again, they've scored 40 points or 42 points or more in all but three games. And they're going to have to take on this Bulldog defense next week.
Templin out of the shotgun will hand off to Dantzler. Running right, cuts back, spins around, and is taken down as he gets down over the 15 and down to the 13-yard line. 8-yard pickup, and that's going to bring up 2nd and 2. 1:35 to play here from Hershey Park Stadium. That should be a pretty good matchup next week, as Pine Richland's offense has been just lighting people up out west. And they did struggle a bit today with State College for a time. It was a 4-point game in the third quarter, but they were able to pull away and win that game by 20 to keep their undefeated season alive. A battle of 14-0 teams next weekend in the Western Final. Dantzler running right again, dances to the outside and gets inside the 5 and out of bounds of a 1st down at the 4. 1st and goal upcoming with 1:01 to go in the contest.
And that's going to do it. Wilson will be able to just take a knee here and come out of here with the District 3 championship. And, again, not much to hang your heads about if you're a Central Dauphin fan or player. A tremendous season for the Rams when not much was expected. You know, when you think about a rebuilding year, you know, a young team. And to make it here to the district final is certainly an accomplishment.
6th time Wilson will be District 3 Quad A champ. 89, 90, 99, 08, and 12. And you can add 2014 to that as the Bulldogs will continue their undefeated ride and go to 14-0 in the Western Final next Saturday against Pine Richland. Stock Tom gets doused with the Gatorade bucket down below us. It's cold. That's probably going to freeze that beard that he has. I know that's feeling a little too well, but that's going to do it. Final 9 seconds tick off the clock. Central Office season will end at 11-3. Wilson wins the district championship 21-10 over Central Dauphin. Congratulations to Doug Dom and his staff and the Wilson Bulldogs. Game effort defensively here tonight. Rams season comes to an end. Short of their goal of a district championship, Wilson lives to fight on another week against Pine Richland and perhaps the chance to get back here in 2 weeks and play for a state championship. We're going to wrap things up here for the game broadcast. We'll come back for the post-game show. We'll hear from Central Dauphin head coach Glenn McAmey. Steve will run down the scoring, the statistics. We'll take one final look at the scoreboard and then a quick review, of the season that was for the CD Rams. Wilson wins it 21-10. They are your District 3 Quad A champions. This is the District 3 championship on WMSS and WMSSFM.com.
Christopher's Pizza and Subs, located at 4422 Oakhurst Boulevard, just off Lingolstown Road, is a proud sponsor of the Central Dolphin Rams. Open 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Christopher's offers subs, pizza, salads, strombolis, and pasta. Dine in or take out. Pizza selections include Sicilian Square, Thick Crust, Chicken Parmesan, and Neapolitan Round Thin Crust. Their number is 540-9433. Christopher's Pizza and Subs, where every day is a pizza day.
St. Thomas Roasters, located in the heart of Lingolstown at 5951 Lingolstown Road, serves freshly brewed coffee, either piping hot or refreshingly iced every day. Breakfast sandwiches, smoothies, bagels, soups, and grilled paninis are also available. Live music featured every Friday and Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Custom-made gift baskets and private parties are also available. Online at www.stthomasroasters.com. Their phone number is 717-526-4171.
Gilligan's 2, located at 10 North Houck's Road, just a short drive from Landis Field, is open daily, and the kitchen is open until midnight. Daily drink specials and a menu filled with chicken, pasta, seafood, wings, burgers, and salads. Every Tuesday is trivia night. Gilligan's 2, a great place to stop in and celebrate a CD Rams victory, just a short drive from Landis Field. Online at gilligansbarandgrill.net. Their number is 652-2611. Gilligan's Bar and Grill, the place where friends meet. The Panther Ram Foundation supports programs directly benefiting students in Central Dolphin schools. With the cost of public education today and almost 11,000 students, the foundation is used to provide funding for essential educational needs such as extracurricular activities, enhanced learning activities, or providing food for our children to have a healthy nutrition over the weekend. The Panther Ram Foundation was formed in 2001 to complement students' academic experiences in the Central Dolphin School District with programs that will foster greater learning and understanding and might not be sustainable due to a lack of funding. Online at pantherram.org.
Hi, welcome back to Hirsch Park Stadium. Steve Leedy, Eric Thomas. Eric is down on the field trying to get some post-game comments from Lynn McMee, the head coach of the Central Dolphin Rams, as their season comes to a close tonight at the hands of the Wilson Bulldogs, who played a very stout defensive game here tonight as they were able to bottle up the CD offense pretty well here this evening, and they walk out as the District 3 Quad A football champions as they receive the trophy here at midfield and bring it over here towards the Wilson sideline. Take a look at the post-game statistics in this one. For the Rams, on the ground, Raleigh served 13 carries, 31 yards. David Payton, 5 for 32. Steve McNeil, 1 for 1. A.J. Millar carried it one time for 1 yard. Receiving leading receiver was the fullback, Steve McNeil, 5 catches, 36 yards. David Payton had 2 catches, 21 yards, and he had the touchdown catch there in the third quarter. Mitchell Nice, 2 for 16. Deshaun Paul and Raleigh Serve each caught one pass for 3 yards. Quarterbacks in the game, David Payton, 3 for 4 for 10 yards. A.J. Millar was 10 for 17, 95 yards, 1 touchdown, and 2 interceptions. Team totals for the Rams. On the ground, 20 carries, 65 yards, 105 yards passing, sacked twice for a loss of 9, 161 yards total offense for Central Dolphins here tonight. For the Wilson Bulldogs, leading rusher, no surprise, Shane Dantzler, 22 carries, 93 yards on evening. Jake Templin, the quarterback, 8 keepers for 23 yards and 1 touchdown. Receiving, Jake Gaiman was the leader, 6 catches, 76 yards, and a touchdown. Shane Dantzler, 5 for 25, Fox, 4 for 17, Alex Twyford, 1 for 15. Templin passing the football with 16 of 25 for 133 yards, touchdown, and an interception. Team totals for the Bulldogs. On the ground, 30 carries, 116 yards, 133 yards passing, sack once for loss, 5, 244 yards of total offense tonight for Wilson, again compared to 161 for the Rams. Looking at the scoring recap in this one, first half, was all Wilson until just before halftime, I should say.
5:18 left to play in the first quarter. Jake Gaiman, 24-yard pass from Templin. Next point made it 7-0. Then less than 3 minutes, or just more than 3 minutes later, with 2:09 left to play in the opening quarter. Austin Rosa, 35-yard fumble return for touchdown. Extra point made it 14-0. That was the score after one quarter. Second quarter went scoreless all the way to 29 seconds left before halftime. Jake Templin capped off a long drive for Wilson with a 1-yard touchdown run, made it 21-0. Then centered off and got it back with 29 seconds left. They were able to move it down to the, he got down to the 40-yard line, threw one up into the end zone, and pass interference was called against the Bulldogs, so it moved it down to the 25, and they elected to kick the field goal from there, and Kirshner's 42-yard attempt was good at the gun at halftime, made it 21-3. Then in the third quarter, Central Dolphin got a blocked punt that set up a short field, and David Payton caught a 20-yard touchdown pass from A.J. Millar with 15 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Kirshner's extra point made it 21-10, but the Rams could get no closer as there was no scoring in the fourth quarter. Wilson was just able to grind out a lot of the clock in that fourth quarter, and the Bulldogs claim victory here at Hershey Park Stadium tonight by a final score of 21-10, and now they will carry on to play against Pine Richland, again, a very offensive team out of the Pittsburgh area. They're located just north of the Turnpike. They're almost directly north of Pittsburgh. They'll probably play, I'm guessing, at Mansion Park in Altoona. That's pretty much the only site they use for those Pittsburgh versus Harrisburg area teams. So expect that game to be on Saturday, either most likely an evening game. They like to play the quad A games in the evening, but I guess there is a possibility they can play it at noon or 1 as well, depending on if they're using Mansion Park for anything else on that day. So good luck to the Bulldogs, but again, a good season for the Rams, as they were not expected to be back on this stage, and they had a great run. Finished the season at 11-3. And our Eric Thomas is down getting some post-game comments from Glenn McNamee. We will take time out. When we come back, we'll have the post-game comments with Coach Glenn McNamee. Again, our final score here, it was Wilson 21, Central Dolphin 10. Back one final time after this. This is the District 3 Quad A Football Championship on WMFS.
GPS Solutions, owned and operated by Anthony Cristillo, is a proud sponsor of Central Dolphin Football. Serving the area's fleet tracking and paperless application needs, GPS Solutions LLC provides solutions for service industry fleets. Get rid of the paper and go paperless. Their phone number is 717-554-7512.
Ricker Construction, family owned and operated since 1974, serving the community's construction, excavating, and snow removal needs. Ricker Construction specializes in utility services, access road installation, cell site construction, and commercial construction. With the winter months coming up, Ricker Construction is available for snow removal needs as well. Online at rickerconstruction.net. Their number is 648-8241. Ricker Construction, proud sponsor of the CD Rams football team.
Ted's Bar and Grill. Two great locations, same great wings. 6197 Allentown Boulevard and 1313 North 2nd Street in Midtown Harrisburg. Ted's has a brand new menu, and all food is made fresh daily. Daily lunch and dinner specials also available. Both locations open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to midnight, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Coming in the fall of 2015, a new location in West Hanover Township. Their number is 717-652-3832 for the Allentown Boulevard location, 717-232-2522 for the Midtown location. Online at www.tedsbarandgrill.com.
The CD Rams Club mission is to advance the great winning tradition of Central Dolphin through character development, academic development, and physical development of each player that enables them to reach their full potential while at Central Dolphin and in their lives after graduation. The core values of the Rams Club are hard work, selflessness, and enthusiasm. Online at cedschools.info/CDRamsClub the CD Rams Club, proud sponsors of the Central Dolphin football team. Christopher's Pizza and Subs, located at 4422 Oakhurst Boulevard, just off Lingolstown Road, is a proud sponsor of the Central Dolphin Rams. Open 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Christopher's offers subs, pizza, salads, strombolis, and pasta. Dine in or take out. Pizza selections include Sicilian Square, Thick Crust, Chicken Parmesan, and Neapolitan Round Thin Crust. Their number is 540-9433. Christopher's Pizza and Subs, where every day is a pizza day.
St. Thomas Roasters, located in the heart of Lingolstown at 5951 Lingolstown Road, serves freshly brewed coffee, either piping hot or refreshingly iced every day. Breakfast sandwiches, smoothies, bagels, soups, and grilled paninis are also available. Live music featured every Friday and Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Custom-made gift baskets and private parties are also available. Online at www.stthomasroasters.com. Their phone number is 717-526-4171.
Gilligan's 2, located at 10 North Houck's Road, just a short drive from Landis Field, is open daily, and the kitchen is open until midnight. Daily drink specials and a menu filled with chicken, pasta, seafood, wings, burgers, and salads. Every Tuesday is trivia night. Gilligan's 2, a great place to stop in and celebrate a CD Rams victory, just a short drive from Landis Field. Online at gilligansbarandgrill.net. Their number is 652-2611. Gilligan's Bar and Grill, the place where friends meet. The Panther Ram Foundation supports programs directly benefiting students in Central Dolphin schools. With the cost of public education today and almost 11,000 students, the foundation is used to provide funding for essential educational needs, such as extracurricular activities, enhanced learning activities, or providing food for our children to have a healthy nutrition over the weekend. The Panther Ram Foundation was formed in 2001 to complement students' academic experiences in the Central Dolphin School District with programs that will foster greater learning and understanding that might not be sustainable due to a lack of funding. Online at pantherram.org.
Now, welcome back to Hershey Park Stadium. Steve Lee along with Eric Thomas. Wilson wins the District 3 Quad A football championship here tonight by a score of 21-10 over Central Dolphin. Now, let's go down to Eric Thomas with CD head coach Glenn McNamee.
Steve, we're back down in the field here with Central Dolphin head coach Glenn McNamee. Coach, tonight 21-10, the Wilson District Final. Just your thoughts on what transpired here tonight. Their defense was pretty tough.
Yeah, hats off to them. They did a great job tonight. That doesn't take anything away from what we accomplished this season. That hurts right now, but we're going to get a chance to reflect on a lot of really good things this year.
"Quote unquote, not supposed to be in this position this season. You guys turn in an 11-3 record, win the division again, get to the district championship, and you really set yourself up for what seems to be a pretty promising 2015 as well."
Yeah, my heart and my mind right now are with the seniors, and I'm really proud of them because a lot of people had them counted out very early. And you don't get this far without seniors believing and doing the right thing. So very proud of them.
You've been in plenty of situations where teams come out right away, go down the field and score a touchdown. So that's not unexpected. The fumble and the quick return, though, to get down 14-0, and it just seems like you guys could not really get any kind of momentum going your way until it was second half there.
That was tough, obviously. You know, we pride ourselves on our turnover margin. I think coming in, we were plus 22. But no matter what happens, you know, we want to fight back, and we did. I'm very proud of the way our kids continue to fight back. We scored there in the third quarter, generated some momentum there.
And then you get the big punt block, or the big block there, and then obviously turn that into points. Can you also talk about the way your quarterbacks played tonight? AJ threw the ball pretty well. David had the great catch down there, and it seemed like those two kind of got into a rhythm and set yourself up there a couple times to have some chance.
Yeah, you know, when we got down like that, we needed guys to step up and kind of break out a little bit, and we did, and we did some good things doing it. We're going to watch the film, obviously. We always got to watch the film about it, but we can't help ourselves. And we're going to learn from it, and we're going to move forward. But right now, I'm really thinking about the seniors.
Yeah, senior class this season, let's talk about these guys. Elijah Robinson, some of the guys, Steve McNeil, just absolutely put themselves out there and had a great season. I mean, what else can you say about the way they played this year?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's within the context of a lot of folks on the outside not really giving them a lot of a chance. We graduated a lot of starters last year, and what matters most is they believed in themselves. right to the very end of the very last game, and a coach can't ask for more.
Shane Dantzler tonight did not pick up a lot of yards. Had over, I think, over 80 against you guys, but seemed to pick him up when he had to for that Wilson offense.
Yeah, like I said, it tipped my hat. They did a nice job tonight. It was a hard-fought contest. In the end, they made some more plays than we did, but we battled.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you during the offseason. We look forward to seeing you again next year. That's Central Dolphin head coach Glenn Mack. Steve, let's go back up to you.
Thank you very much, Eric. Glenn Mackme, again, salutes, and is certainly thinking about his seniors on this team, and I'm sure he'll start looking at 2015 at some point in the near future, but he certainly will miss the seniors that he loses from this year's team here after his season comes to an end here tonight at hands of Wilson. 21-10 was the final score. Let's look, take a look at the scoreboard from all over the state in the different different playoff brackets. First, we'll look at single A. All your final fours are now set. In the East, it is Bishop Guilfoyle who beat Camp Hill 62-21. They'll take on South Williamsport. Victorious over Pius X, 69-41. In the West, no surprise here, the Woodfield champ Clareton beat Berlin Brothers Valley 52-24. They'll next play Sharpsville, 50-14 winners over Kane last night. Double A, District 3's representative still alive there. Why I'm missing beat Montoursville 45-28 earlier in Shamokin. They'll next play District 2 champ Dunmore, who beat Newman Goretti 30-18. Western final will be the Woodfield champion, South Fayette, beat Carn City 42-15. They'll play District 10 champ Hickory, who blanked the District 6 winner Tyrone 28-0. In AAA, it will be Archbishop Wood out of Philadelphia. Maybe Great Valley, the District 1 champion, last night, 44-7. They'll next play the District 5 winner, Somerset, who beat Bethlehem Catholic 30-0 at Chambersburg earlier this afternoon. In the Western final, it will be Bishop McDevitt, the District 3 champ, who blanked Cocalico 41-0. And they haven't given up a point in the last two games. They'll next play Central Valley, who beat Kinnaid by a score of 52-23. And that one's already slated for Mansion Park next Friday at 7 o'clock. And in Quad A, in the East, it's St. Joe's Prep, who won a tough game with Parkland at Bethlehem Stadium earlier this afternoon. 34-30 was the final in that one. And Pensbury in the District 1 final beat unbeaten Coatesville 21-14. In the West, it's the Whitfield champion Pine Richland who beat State College 49-29. And they will get these Wilson Bulldogs to beat Central Dolphin here tonight by a score of 21-10. And Eric Thomas back in the booth here after hiking it up the stands here at Hershey Park Stadium. And it's the Central Dolphin team, again, their season comes to a close here tonight at 11-3, and certainly a lot to be proud about. You know, it wasn't supposed to be their year, but they made everything they could of it and got here to the district final, and certainly no shame in that.
No, absolutely not. I think that, you know, a lot of people will look at that and say, well, you know, a year early, and what that essentially means is that next year the bullseye is right on them, so... I think that everybody sort of expected that they would be the favorite going into Mid-Penn Commonwealth play next year. A lot of people have been pointing to towards 2015 as the year to watch them. They're still going to be relatively young next year. A lot of sophomores that will become juniors, so they're still going to have underclassmen holding over for the next season. But they now have a year under their belt with using the two-quarterback system. They have an idea what they can do with David Payton in the offseason, if they're going to keep him at quarterback, if they're going to move him to that slot position, which I think is going to happen. Can they develop another guy behind A.J. Millar? Can they develop with De'Ron Jennings to split time with him on the freshman team a season ago? They're still going to have Raleigh Serb. You know, there's talk maybe that a couple of people might be transferring in. There's Contrell Armour, who got a lot of playing time towards the end of the year. The thing to me that they're going to have to work on the most, and it's the most important thing on the field for them every year, and you'll hear everybody talk about it every year, got to get the offensive line shored up. There's a lot of pieces there for them to be a pretty big and deep offensive line next year, and they've got to get the passing game back on track. I think they have to come out and they have to be able to balance out their attack a little bit better next season. And if they do that, they're going to be a big-time problem for everybody who gets in their way next year.
And again, you know, I looked at this team and tried to make comparisons to the 2011 team. That team had the punch. They had Drew Scale, Zadie. You know, they had guys that could hit that home run ball. I mean, here you got Raleigh Serb and pretty much nothing really going in the passing game all year. The passing yards came tough for this Rams team. So if they can find a way to develop a passing game, the defense will likely be there next year. They certainly can come back here. I'm sure another team that will be standing in their way will be Wilson.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about what Wilson pulled off this year. They returned no starters on offense, but, you know, that program is just that's so well entrenched and you know, built for success down there. And, you know, how else can you explain 50 consecutive league wins? Wilson hasn't lost a league game since 2007, for crying out loud. So, I mean, what a great job that Wilson and Doug Doms has done over the past number of years, as his record goes to a pretty incredible 107-15 as the head coach of Wilson.
Yeah, no, they are the gold standard as far as District 3 football goes. I think it's pretty safe to say that. May not be in the championship game every single season, but now two in the last 2 years, three title game appearances in the last 5 years. So, yeah, I think it's pretty safe to call them, one, and maybe the team across the field tonight was 1A. But.
When you look at District 3 Quad A football, you look at the same three come to mind every time, and it's Wilson, Cumberland Valley, Central Dolphins. You know, they seem to be there. Yeah, I'm sure one of those teams have been, you know, at least in the Final Four for pretty much every year of the district playoffs. You almost
seems
have
like
to
that. And, you know, just we pointed out a couple guys that will be back next year for CD, and you can project all you want. Yes, a lot of things can happen. There were some guys that they were counting on coming back this year that ended up transferring out of the program to go elsewhere. Wilson next season, okay, so they're going to lose Templin, who was a senior, John Fox, Bode Jala, Jake Klein, the backup quarterback. By the way, Shane Dantzler. And you look down the list here, and you see who else they will have. Jake Gaiman, all underclassmen. They're not done yet, which is the scary thought. Literally, they're not done this season, and they are not done when it comes to next season either. So I think it's pretty safe to say, at least now looking at 2015 from our standpoint, Week 3 potentially could be a district final preview, and they could potentially meet four times in two seasons when all is said and done at this point next year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you almost have to call them both the favorites to get back to this stage next year. But, you know, it takes is one game. And you know it's going to be a gritty game, you know, because the defenses on both sides are so good. And you just look at the experience that CD got, these young players, they got with that game against LD 2 weeks ago and that game against Government Mifflin last week. I mean, those are district playoff grinders with your backs and your seasons against the wall. You know, you lose those games, you're done. And, you know, they, especially last week, you know, going down to Governor Mifflin, everybody expected Mifflin to win that game. There weren't many people who believed that the Rams could win that game. And they went down there and they gutted out a very tough playoff road win in Schilling, which is not an easy place to play. The experience that this young team got this year is very valuable for building on the future and looking forward to next year. And you know, we're certainly looking forward to seeing what these Rams can do next year.
Yep, certainly are, and certainly looking forward to, hopefully, next season being with them from the start again. So had a nice run with them this season. It was a fun season. You go all the way back to that Manheim Township opener, and I remember Brian Kaiser and I, again, talking on the way home from that game, just thinking, man, if the season's going to be like that game was, it's going to be one heck of a season to be around them. And there was no shortage of fireworks, of excitement, maybe outside of one or two games during the season. I mean, every game you pinpoint, I mean, the Manheim game was awesome. The Susquehanna Township game was a lot of fun in the shootout. The Wilson game was compelling. You know, okay, Chambersburg, they roll through that one, but then you get to Cumberland Valley and you get to Carlisle, and there were storylines all over the place, the Harrisburg game. you know, in the excitement of that game. The CD East, the build-up to that this season with how great CD East was, and then maybe thinking about possibly seeing them down the line in this game right here tonight, the way East was able to get to the semifinals. And then the playoffs, and just not knowing at any point when this team was going to, you know, if they were going to keep going or if they were going to be out, and just them watching them figure out a way to win in seemingly a different fashion every single week, and just looking at everybody around you going, how are they doing that? You know, it's a testament to the program, to how hard the kids work, to the coaching staff, to all the effort that they put in during the offseason, which does not get enough credit. The weight room, you know, 60, 70 deep in the mornings over the summer. I mean, they have the program cooking right now, and they've got the feeder program starting and, you know, and feeding into it on a regular basis now. And they've got the talent, and they've certainly got at least one player defensively who's going to garner a ton of hype over the next 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
They got a lot of things cooking for them right now. This is a good, if you look at it, you know, in hindsight, this is a good point for the season for them to stop right now, take lessons out of this game, and start working on next year tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I know Coach McNamee is disappointed to not win this game, but in the big picture, I know he is, you know, not disappointed whatsoever with how this season turned out and you know, what's on the table for them next year. And you talk about those programs in District 3, you know, that have a great feeder program and, you know, from the ground up. You know, you look at the usual suspects. You look at Wilson, you look at Central Dauphin, you look at Cumberland Valley. You know, those teams, you know, they don't necessarily at this point in, you know, in their football program, they don't have to really rebuild. You know, they just reload. You know, next guy up, you know, seniors move out, new guys move in, program, you know, doesn't really miss too much. I mean, this Wilson team, you know, the same deal. They only got four guys returning on defense and none on offense, and you know, they're district champions. They're going to play next week. It's definitely a good spot for Central Dauphin Rams football, and you know, we look forward to seeing them next year. And I'm looking forward to seeing this Wilson team next week against Pine Ridge. And you know, this Wilson team, I believe they played in the state championship game one time back in 1989. They lost Upper St. Clair 12-7, I believe. And they'll have a chance. I mean, when you got the defense that they have, that they showed here tonight, and certainly last week, holding CD East to just 6 points, and I mean, how they've played lights out all year. Yeah, it's going to be a great matchup to watch. I'll be certainly listening in or keeping tabs on that game. That's going to be a great offense against a great defense. And, you know, we'll have to pull for our District 3 brothers here once we get into the state playoffs. And, you know, hopefully they can go all the way.
I'll give our neighbors in the booth next to us a shameless plug for next week, WEEU.com. You can listen to Paul Roberts and Bob McCool. They'll have that game for you on 8:30 if you're driving around in that area. But WEEU.com will have that coverage for you next Saturday afternoon, so that'll be worth a listen. And I agree with you. The thing that my concern would have been going into that game from a CD perspective is, can the secondary come up with enough big plays to stop that high-powered Pine Richland passing attack?
Yeah, and I think we both thought that Wilson had a better shot next week, because when you look at that game, with how their offense scores points, you wonder how CD was going to trade blows with them offensively. CD certainly did not have a big play offense this year. So, you know, in the video game style, you know, of a football game where points are flying all over the place, you know, you would think that CD would have a rough time at that. But you know, this Wilson team, they can run the ball with Dancer. They got and certainly enough of a passing game, and it's going to be up to the defense to try to stop their offense enough times. And you know, Wilson can certainly keep control of the football. I think it's definitely an intriguing matchup, and I think it's one that Wilson can win.
Yeah, I think so. If you know, you hate to use the analogy of good Jake Templin, bad Jake Templin, but Doug Doms is the guy that says it. As far as he goes is pretty much how we're going to go. But I still think with Dantzler and the way the offensive line, this offensive line for them tonight was more physical. And Jeff Reinhart and I talked about that during halftime. More physical with Jordan Copeland at that center position than they were in week 3 when they played Central Dauphin. And you could just tell the level that he brought, you know, that he raised around everybody around him and made them, I thought, a better offensive line with him in there. So I absolutely think next week they have a puncher's chance, especially if they get a pass rush. They get a pass rush next week and can force some bad throws. That secondary's been pretty active, and they made a lot of plays here tonight, you know, against the Rams' passing attack to try to negate it. So I think they're in pretty good shape next week.
And again, we certainly wish them all the luck in the world, as well as the other District 3 teams. You've got to root for the, you know, root for your area teams. The only one left in the Harrisburg area, of course, is Bishop Devitt.
Yep.
And the two from the Berks area, or from the Reading area, is Wilson and Wyman.
Wyman
still alive. Camp Hill, District 3 champ, single A, got knocked out last night. But Wyman, hey, they're having a great year. They got revenge on Berks Catholic. This Wilson team, you know, certainly has a shot. St. Joe's Prep will be tough to beat, but if they should make the state final. But certainly, and Bishop McDevitt, they could win the whole thing this year. Yeah, you almost expect to go on to one of these years.
Science would have to prove that, I guess.
Yeah, has to be proven on the field first. Good luck to all the District 3 teams next week, and certainly good luck to the Rams next year.
Yep, we'll see him next season. That should do it, and we will wrap it up from here. I want to say a big thanks to the Booster Club of CD, and also to John Confer, who left as athletic director about midway through the season. Chris Hunter took over from him. It's been nice getting to know Chris over the last couple of weeks. Coach Glenn McAbee gives us a lot of access, so we thank him as well. And, of course, all of our sponsors, and to the staff here at Hershey Park for the space here tonight. We thank them a lot as well. And that's actually going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. And let's thank also to our two producers back in the WMSS studios, AJ Fisher and Jake Lagore, for all the work they did here tonight. Final score for the final time: Wilson is your District 3 Quad A champion. They defeat Central Dawson here tonight 21-10. Wilson goes to 14-0. They play the Western Final next Saturday against Pine Richland. For the Central Dawson Rams, a very successful 11-3 Mid-Penn Commonwealth Championship season, falls short of their ultimate goal, but a successful season nevertheless. We bid you farewell from Hershey Park Stadium. For Steve Leedy, for John Wilsbach, Ryan Kaiser, all the guys that helped us behind the scenes over the course of the season, we say thank you, good night, take care, and bye-bye.
You've been listening to Central Dolphin Playoff Football on WMSS and WMSSFM.com. Today's game was brought to you in part by The Blue Moose Bar and Grill, by Horning's Ace Hardware, Christopher's Pizza and Subs, GPS Solutions LLC, the CD Rams Club, St. Thomas Roasters, the Panther Ram Club, Ricker Construction, and Ted's Bar and Grill. Your home for the best in high school football is WMSS.